few weeks later. Richard Angel, Director of Progress, the Centrist Labour Group. Joe Tanner, Political PR Specialist, Guru. Thank you both very much indeed for being my fabulous Friday panel. Much
have a great weekend.
Thank you very much, and indeed you. Well, you can also have a great afternoon now with Mr. John Holmes,
true,
who's my fabulous Friday afternoon replacement.
That's correct, yes. Today, of course, as you know, Julia Hartley Brewer, today is the day where we take all of the haters' tweets and texts and abuse we've got over the last few days, and we give them to a man called Con, who reads them out loud live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Condescending. So there's still time to get your hate and abuse to us if you want.
Well, tweet in and call in now with your hate and abuse for John Holmes. Usual Friday afternoon rules apply. I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. I'll be back at Monday at 10 o'clock. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
All right, Steve, you're looking well.
Yeah, well, I'm lifting a lot more.
Working hard. Looking good, eh?
Yeah, and business is on the up.
Oh, so what brought all this on?
Well, she's Italian.
Nice.
And large, actually.
Well, there's a lot to be said for
She can carry a lot, too.
Right. She's a van, isn't she?
Save up to £13,000 off list price at the Fiat Professional Knockout Sales Event. Hurry, this offer must end 31st of March. Get down to your local dealer now. Terms and conditions apply. Saving refers to discount on all Ducato long wheelbase models from 27545, excluding VAT at 20%, delivery and RFL. Visit fiatprofessional.co.uk for more information.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, you can find essential information and services about selling overseas through the government's website for exporters. Find the right information and help to grow your business. Visit great.gov.uk.
TradePoint, we've got low prices all day, every day on all your trade essentials. Like Gyprock Square Edge Plasterboard, 1800 by 900 by 9.5 mil, just £3.86 a length. And 20 kilogram Postcrete, just £3.89 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade essentials at TradePoint.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just after 1 o'clock, it's a Friday afternoon. I am John Holmes and here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, pilot errors caused Shoreham air crash. PM says no economic case for breaking up the UK. And Uber loses case to stop strict London rules.
Talk Radio.
An investigation has found pilot error was to blame for the Shoreham Airshow crash, which killed 11 people. The vintage jet plummeted to the ground in August 2015. The report found it was flying too low when it hit vehicles on the A27. Tony Cable, a former air accident investigator, says it was a desperately tragic event.
Accidents at air shows are not that uncommon, really, particularly with low-level aerobatics. But having said that, harming people on the ground is really quite rare. The last mass casualties was 1952, I believe, at Farnborough Air Show. And that was an aircraft breaking up because of a design problem.
The Prime Minister has accused the SNP of focusing on its own interests and playing politics as if it were a game over the UK's exit from the EU. Theresa May has told the Scottish Conservatives Conference in Glasgow that Nicola Sturgeon's party twists the truth. Mrs. May says the people of Scotland deserve a First Minister who's focused on their priorities.
Instead, they have an SNP government obsessed with its own priority of independence,
using the mechanisms of devolved government to further its political aims, the SNP have been allowed to get away with it for too long.
It's claimed a collapsed wall that's closed rail lines into Liverpool's main station could have been a major disaster. The RMT union says a rush hour train was seconds away from crashing into the rubble which had fallen onto the tracks near Lime Street station on Tuesday. The Culture Secretary Karen Bradley says she has concerns over Fox's bid for Sky, but she's not yet decided whether to intervene. EU competition regulator says it's been formally approached over the deal. And Uber's lost a court case over new English language tests for private hire firms. The taxi app's drivers will need to prove their reading and writing skills to operate in London.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy rain spreading north, brighter across Scotland with fewer showers, highs of 11 degrees.
There's more.
Yes, throughout the day.
That's correct, with Victoria there, who's a little bit happy today. I think DMOB happy, because she's on holiday as of, well, tomorrow, is that right?
Yes, so early doors, I'm escaping.
Yes. How long are you off for?
2 weeks.
2 weeks of the news read correctly. Oh, imagine that.
Well, we can't guarantee that.
No, you're right. We don't know who's doing it, do we? Mm. So that's a fair point.
It's Tanya.
Is it?
Tanya Snugs.
Snugsy. All right. So, well, good. But you're here with us this afternoon, so that's fine. Bonus news, of course, coming up at 3:30 today. It's
vegetable news.
That's right. Obviously, Victoria's bulletins are a little... She's like a Freddo chocolate from the news. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
The Freddo chocolate. Much people complaining, aren't they? Because the Freddo chocolate's gone up in price, mm-hmm. hasn't it? But they haven't changed the... It's just a small little chocolate, but it's the your vat now.
They're still delicious.
Because your
though.
News is the sort of smaller, but your price is high.
Still tasty.
And you've got to put the news chocolate into it at 3:00. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, essentially, she's got to make the time up. So, bonus news at 3:30. It's going to be vegetable news today.
Yes.
Because we run animal, vegetable, and mineral in consecutive days to cover everything off. That's what's going to happen. And now here's... Hey, Ben's back. I saw him earlier.
Yay!
He wasn't as grey as he was before.
I thought he died.
I did. No. I thought because he looked like he died, but now he's back, like sort of a sports Jesus. Here he is. Sports, the pre-recorded sport with Sport Jesus.
Jesus.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with boxing, and with their weigh-in at London's O2 Arena about to get underway, David Haye says he'll provide a real destruction job against Tony Bellew on Saturday, who says he wants to win by any means necessary. Former super middleweight champion Carl Froch has told TalkSport Haye mustn't be complacent.
David Haye needs to really be careful and focus on what he's doing. If he feels this is going to be easy, I think he's mistaken.
West Brom boss Tony Pulis says Gareth McCauley's close to agreeing a new contract. The 37-year-old Northern Ireland international has been one of the side's big performers in the Premier League this season. The Baggies' clash with Crystal Palace is live and in full on TalkSport 2 tomorrow. Finally, on to tonight's action. Leeds can further strengthen their position in the Sky Bet Championship's playoff spots. They'd move to within a point of third place Huddersfield by winning away at Birmingham. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There he is, Ben, back from the dead to bring us the pre-recorded sports good news. Right, OK, it's Friday, we're going to do a programme.
Talk Radio.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again. Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Yeah. I mean, you know. What was I going to say?
Dogging.
And you open the door and you step inside.
We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So hello then, and welcome indeed to your Friday run-in with what we can probably all agree is some sort of radio programme. Good news, by the way, crisis averted, as like that train coming into Liverpool's Lime Street station, we've just been hearing about that in the news there, and it narrowly avoided that collapsed wall, I can tell you. Just before we came on air, we were seconds away from ploughing into Julia Hartley Brewer, so... What a mess that would have been. But as I say, crisis averted. Julia Hartley Brewer passed at danger. So good afternoon. Yes, it's 1 till 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio. Host Meridian. I am John Holmes, and as usual, this is your pre-show trigger warning in case you're a fragile millennial.
And you need to retire to your safe space.
In the papers today, reporting an enormous rise in fly tipping, aren't they? And just as they are doing that, so we now chuck 3 hours of radio onto the airwaves. Some of it rubbish, some of it unsightly, but feel free to pick through it to see if there's anything you want. Big news as well in the papers today about 0 hours contracts, of course. And a lot of people in the Talk Radio office dream of that luxury, I can tell you, given the workhouse conditions we're forced to work in here. Earlier, this is honestly true, I saw one lowly urchin producer spitting out some of Paul Ross's gruel. While poor Victoria here has to queue up with her bowl every morning to ask for more news, please, sir. She says to the boss, don't you, please, sir.
Please, sir,
yeah.
Can I have some more news?
Yeah, it is. And he slops it at her and then sends her out on the streets to pick the weather from pockets, people's pockets. Which actually makes a nice change from either her looking out of the window and just saying what she can see, or cutting and pasting it from the Met Office website. Technically, that's stealing it as well. You might as well pick the pocket from the Met Office website. So welcome one, welcome all! On today's one then, this hour, Headline Hijack, very much on the way. Now, of course, it's your chance to leap into the post-truth fray marked alternative facts. Send us your made-up news lie and hear it broadcast as truth on the radio during the 2pm bulletin. There is a number for that, for you to get in touch with your news paragraph, your newsograph. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start a message with any word you like.
And then cometh the hour. Cometh the quarter to the hour, if I'm being specific. Cometh a man from Talk Sport. He's called Reese. It's our Showbiz Roundup, brought to us by a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. There is our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz on the way. If you'd like to play that, you could be in with a chance of winning some meat. Because it gives Cass more admin to do and it's really annoying her at the moment. Choose some chicken, beef or lamb. Or a box of organic veg. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Work experience punditry today comes out of the work experience mouth of Haneel. He's our work experience who we've sent on work experience to see some new films with his work experience eyes. He'll be here. We've told him, of course, it's a leg up in the industry to get him on the radio broadcasting stuff. Absolutely not true at all. It's really just there because we don't have to pay. The work experience, reviewing stuff. On the programme today, it's Phil. All of the day's big stories on the way, of course. Analysed in depth, as ever, before 4 o'clock. You would expect that, to be honest, wouldn't you, of a news-based, highbrow current affairs programme. But what you might not expect is for those stories to be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's what Newsnight would do, but they didn't think of it. It's the news in haikus. There's the big debate on the way. That's at 3 o'clock. All your reactions are welcome. If you have a reaction, wherever you might find it, in the sort of bottom of a pocket, a coat you haven't worn for ages, or down the back of a sofa, or maybe you see a reaction just lying on the floor in a supermarket, pick it up. Actually, you better hand that one in, because otherwise you don't have that woman with the £20 note. She just got arrested, didn't she? So you've got to be careful. So if you do see a reaction lying on the floor of a supermarket, it's best you hand it in, because the owner of that reaction might come back. Or if you want to send it to us, we'll try and pass it back to the person who reacted it. 8722.
Start your message with the word
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. Also today, being Friday, a man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
He'll be in a lift. That's right. Reading out all of the abusive texts and tweets we've received this week from the haters. As the lift travels downwards through the building, it's the feature we like to call Con Descending. So if you'd, you do hate us and you still want to let us know, there's time to be included. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with a like.
No. Some hate.
Any hate you like.
That's right. It's also Some Request Friday, as indeed every Friday is. Your chance to request a speech or a talk by way of a dedication for a loved one. We can't do it with music requests because we're not a music station, so that's the way it goes. Anyway, you can do that today on Some Request Friday. It's also Live Music Friday. That's right, we drag a busker in off the streets. It's the busker session to perform for us in the studio in the last half an hour of the show. And hot guest action today. It's another PR exercise dressed up as an interview, as comedians Max and Ivan will be in to try to flog tickets to their forthcoming live show or something. Ginger Dave is producing. He's here today. Well, I mean, he's here. Producing is a strong word. As broadcast, he's off again, being angry somewhere. Angry, just shouting northern resentment into a bin. So Frey's in the through the glass today. Hello, Frey.
Yes, hi.
Hi there. Chloe's on the button. Hi, Chloe.
Hi. Yeah.
Victoria's on her last day before she has 2 weeks off on the news.
Woo! Yeah.
Paid intern Cornelius has just sort of been fly-tipped into a chair. We go, there he is, just sitting there. We're just waiting for the council to get rid of him. So welcome along. It's a Friday afternoon. It's Talk Radio. And, of course, we're going to get into today's big story. What is the big story? Can you figure it out from the musical clues of this?
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me. Don't put your blame on me. Take a look in the mirror, and what do you see? You see it clearer, or are you deceived in what you believe? 'Cause I'm only human after all, and you're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put your blame on me.
Is a song that links us into today's big story. It's production values. Don't put the blame on. Of course, you have to look for the clues within the song. Oh, It links to today's big story, but how? It's the cryptic quiz. Play along at home, just for fun, no meat. Ginger producer Dave, I can see you, you've obviously worked this out in a very careful way, as you usually do, don't you? The links between, the magical links, how it goes between all the things. So it's Rag and Bone Man and Human. There we go.
That's quite an easy one, I think, today.
Yeah.
So Rag and Bone Man.
Yes.
Bones are something that dogs eat.
Good.
Snoopy is a very famous dog. Snoopy is also a cartoon.
Yes.
Another very famous cartoon, The Simpsons, of course.
Yes.
And this takes us to John Simpson.
The News.
The News political correspondent.
Yes.
And, of course, political news today is obviously that of the Northern Irish election.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah, you go. No, it's fly tipping because of Rag and Bone Man.
No.
I'm only human.
Sorry, Dave, you're only human.
I'm only human. Don't let them
blame on me. It's fly tipping, because he's a rag. The Rag and Bone Man of yesteryear would collect the rubbish, wouldn't he? So it's just. It's made it more complicated than you need to.
I'm only human. I do what I can.
Rubbish.
I'm just a man. I do what I can.
So then.
Don't put the blame on me.
Right.
Don't put your blame on me.
So we're going to need a guest to talk to, of course, about the fly-tipping story. It's on the front, certainly the Mail today. It's in all of the other papers. It's a huge problem. Almost, I think it's £50 million a year or something it costs in order to clean up the mess that people dump at the side of the roads. Speaking of which, here's Frey, who we literally pulled out of a hedgerow to replace Cass. And given that he is just a homeless man we found, he is better.
Yeah.
So, hi, Frey.
Hi.
Hi. Could you get us a guest? Please,
a guest.
Yes, something to do with fly tipping.
What's fly tipping?
Okay, fine. This is going to go well. Right, 1:20. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll talk fly tipping next.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Tonight on ITV.
LAPD, put your hands in the air!
In the LA Police Department, teamwork is everything.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go!
And this team works, just about.
I can't believe you shot me.
I can't believe it took me so long.
LA's most unlikely crime-fighting duo, Riggs and Murtaugh, are here.
Hello, bad guys. I brought some gifts.
In a brand new series based on the classic movies, Lethal Weapon. Have a blast tonight at 9 on ITV.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In March, we've got a 6x6-foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
A new Vauxhall Vivaro comes with 4 years 0% APR representative, up to 4 years warranty and 4 years servicing and roadside assistance. It's easy to drive, easy on the wallet and even easier on the eye. That leaves you free to do more of what you do best. Less getting the van sorted, more getting the job done. Search Vauxhall Vivaro. Conditional sale. 4 years 0% APR representative. Minimum 20% deposit plus VAT at 20% on total price. Financed by Vauxhall Finance. Subject to status 18+. T's and C's. Mileage limitations and exclusions apply.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online. And I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Leicester, Stoke and West Brom all to win. Was 7-1, now 9-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-1, more 9-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems on the northbound side of the M6 through Cheshire. There's a lane closed. Long delays due to an accident involving a lorry and a car between 16 at Crewe and 17 for Sandbach on the A534. Southbound M69 in Leicestershire, that remains slow following an accident. All lanes are now open, but delays do remain between Junction 1 for the A5 and the M6 link at Junction 2. And finally to Northamptonshire through Corby, the A43 That's completely blocked due to an accident and not too far away from the Weldon bypass. Police directing traffic. I'm Stephen Beach.
Morning. Just wishing you luck for the reunion.
Thanks, sweetie. It's amazing how little brain trees changed.
How are you feeling?
Good. Just having breakfast, getting my story straight.
Go on.
I thought I'd say I was an international scuba diving instructor.
Nice.
And I've been married for 5 years to Hugo, an acclaimed composer and award-winning lifeguard.
Oh, that's good.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Student house or country pub, Martin Roberts.
It is, of course, a listed building.
Penthouse flat with urban star, Martin Roberts.
Massive damp patch on the ceiling.
Martin Roberts.
What do you mean I was supposed to put a washer in there?
He's a man with expertise when it comes to properties. Before you get the keys, call Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
It's just what we do.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and it is, of course, time to talk about today's big story. The Daily Mail today has got the plague, this is a quote, the plague of fly tipping all over its front page. Seemingly the Mail, they're missing the irony of them dumping their crap onto the shelves of newsagents every day. Of course, fly tipping is a problem. It's more widespread than you'd think. Even ITV are guilty of doing it, recently upending a pile of garbage with David Walliams in it onto our screens every night. It's a problem, and now we've got to sit there waiting for the council to come and take David Walliams away like an old mattress. An old mattress that Donald Trump's Russian prostitutes have weed a missed opportunity into. But what of the blight of the countryside? That is the big question. Dumped stuff is clearly an issue, a growing one, we learn. But who's chucking this stuff there and why? What are we going to do about it? Why is it seemingly never cleared up? Alison Ogden-Newtown is the chief executive of Keep Britain Tidy. I'm very pleased to say she's on the phone now. Hello, Alison.
Hi there. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Good to talk to you. So, how much of a problem is fly tipping then? We know it's getting worse. Why is it getting worse?
It's getting worse because we've got criminals organising large-scale fly tips that cost tens of thousands, sometimes even hundreds of thousands of pounds to clear up.
Yep.
And it's getting worse because householders are looking on Facebook and social media for a cheap way of getting rid of their bulky waste, and they're handing it over without thinking about what happens next. And unfortunately, they're providing an increased amount of the stuff that we're seeing fly tipped in the countryside.
So is this a case of people maybe unknowingly going, all right, I've got to clear out, I need a skip, I'll hire a skip, they'll get a cheap skip, but the skip isn't, if you like, a reputable skip deliverer, it's somebody who's just going to dump it. Is that the sort of way it works?
Yeah, I mean, skips are an issue, but less of one as much as the man with the van who comes around and for 20 quid will take your fridge freezer away. If he's not a licensed waste carrier, or if your skip supplier isn't a licensed waste carrier, and they subsequently dump your stuff, you're the one that's going to get prosecuted.
Well, that was what I was going to ask, exactly. Because now, how traceable, because you often, you know, we've all seen fly tipping stuff, of course, you know, and you often look at it and you think, well, how is that, could that possibly be traced back to anybody? I mean, is there anybody policing it in that way to trace it back?
Depends where you live, really. Some areas, not so much. So we're seeing very little enforcement. But other areas, they're really hot on it. Birmingham, for instance, they're taking fingerprints off fridge freezers.
Oh, okay.
And trying to make a connection between the people who owned it originally and how it got dumped there.
Right, okay. So I was going to say, what are the answers? But there's one, clearly, because that's going to scare people, surely, into doing the right thing, isn't it?
Well, there are some prosecutions coming down the line, and it might not feel fair to people who've given someone 20 quid to take their fridge freezer away, that they're the ones that end up with a criminal record. But you've got to check that they're a licensed waste carrier. The reason why this is important is if we do that, and if people only deal with those that we can regulate, it'll reduce the supply. We won't have the supply to these criminals who are wholesale dumping this stuff in the countryside.
Yeah, and I mean, you were saying fingerprints. I mean, that's one way. Could you know, like when people lose a dog and they're often microchipped? Are we looking at a future where all of our belongings are microchipped? In which case, you can just scan them by the side of the road. That's my idea.
Well, genius.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's not the first time I've been called that, but thank you.
We should have asked you.
I know.
I'm not sure that's gonna really take off. But I mean, at the moment, for instance, there was one woman who was prosecuted because she had some furniture taken away, and you know, there was a bill in one of the drawers. So they managed to locate the furniture, you know, source it back to her. So there, if there's anything that distinguishes your rubbish, and there are increasing amounts of household rubbish in this stuff that's ending up in, you know, dumped. So if the authorities will go back to you, I'm afraid.
And in terms of the cost of it, because I'm right on it, so if it's dumped on private land, it's the responsibility of the landowner to pay for it to be cleared. And if it's obviously the side of the road, it's the council, right?
Yeah. No, I think one of the things I find absolutely staggering is last year it cost about £1 billion to clear up the criminal fly tipping and waste crime, prosecute waste crime and clear it up. And that's the public budget. So that doesn't include private landlords. And 67% of farmers said that their land had been fly tipped last year.
Right.
So that doesn't include the costs that they have had to meet in clearing this stuff up.
Because is it, I mean, you could, I mean, I haven't, you know, you're the chief executive of Keeper in Tidehouse and you'll know better than me. But what if it's just, because bear with me on this scenario. So there's a load of fly tipped stuff, right, on someone's land. Okay.
Mm.
They call a man with a van to take it away and pay him 20 quid. He takes it somewhere else. And are we looking at the one big fly tip that's just making its way around the country, essentially?
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Because then we could just really get hold of it and put an end to all this misery. Sadly, no. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of tons of the stuff that's popping up all over. 936,000 instances of fly tipping last year.
So what's the message? What's the message to anyone listening? Sort of going, all right, okay. So I've got all this stuff that needs taking away. How are you going to make them not pay 20 quid to a bloke and pay a bit more and get it done properly?
Believe it or not, I've got a slogan for you.
Of course
you
have.
It's a crime not to care. Oh, it's a crime not to care. So I want people to realise it's a crime not to care about what happens with your rubbish.
Okay.
Check they've got a licence.
Yep. There you go. A crime not... I can see that catching on, Alison. I think you're right with that one.
Thank you. And we'll look into the business of, you know, chipping everybody's...
Please do.
Everybody's belongings.
I think, please do. And also, by the way, congratulations on your hyphenated name, Alison Ogden Newtown, because, of course, Newtown is a thing in Britain, and you are the chief executive of Keep Britain Tidy. So that's quite tidy right there, isn't it?
Absolutely, except it's Newton, but not to
worry. Oh, is it? Oh, well, that's a typo on...
It's
a okay, fine. Let's just pretend it isn't. Alison, for the purposes of that neat roundup to the end of the interview.
Messy name.
Alison Ogden Newtown Typo Newton, thank you very much for talking to us. She's the chief executive of Keep Britain Tidy there. That was going well for that point. But there you go. It's a crime not to care. Let that be the message. Right, if you want to dump your reactions on us on anything at all this afternoon, then please do 87222.
Start your message with the word pork.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, just after 1:30 now, Victoria's here, and she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Investigators say a series of pilot errors are to blame for the Shoreham Airshow disaster. 11 people died when a vintage aircraft crashed into the A27 in West Sussex in August 2015. The UK's aviation regulator says it will now act on fresh recommendations as a priority. Crispin Orr is from the Air Accidents Investigation Branch.
One of the main findings of our report and recommendation stems from the necessity for pilots to provide to airshow organisers before an event their intentions in terms of what manoeuvres they intend to fly, so that the organisers can then consider and assess the risks associated with that.
Theresa May has accused Nicola Sturgeon of twisting the truth to further her obsession of independence. In a speech at the Scottish Conservative Conference, the Prime Minister told the First Minister to stop playing politics with Brexit and attack the SNP's record on education. We should get more of an idea of Northern Ireland's political future later. Results from yesterday's Assembly election are being counted. The power-sharing executive collapsed in January after Sinn Féin's Deputy First Minister resigned. The heir to the Greggs bakery chain has been found guilty of 9 counts of indecently assaulting 4 boys from between the 60s and the 90s. Colin Gregg, who's 75 and from Newcastle, showed no reaction as he stood in the dock at Leeds Crown Court for the verdicts, which were returned after almost 12 hours of deliberations. The Culture Secretary says she has concerns there may be public interest considerations about 21st Century Fox planned takeover of Sky. The European Commission has formally been notified of the bid. Karen Bradley now has 10 days to decide whether to refer it to Ofcom. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will make an official visit to Germany and Poland this summer. They're already planning a 2-day trip to Paris later this month. The weather, heavy rain spreading north, brighter across Scotland with fewer showers than recently, with highs of 11 degrees.
Less. Thank you very much, Victoria. That's Victoria there with the news and certainly the weather and everything like that. And in half an hour she'll be back, but she'll be back with a made-up news lie in her mouth, and it will come out her mouth at 2 o'clock, because that is where Headline Hijack lives. Of course, a made-up news story. Now, the data indicate that between 1 and 2 in the day is lunchtime. Many people pop out for lunch, don't they? They go out for lunch, they miss this bit of the programme, and then they come back. You know what it is?
Yeah, I was wearing the wrong headphones. I don't know what's just happened.
Okay, you made a very strange face.
Yeah, because I just sort of looked up and then realised I couldn't hear any of you.
Good. Anyway, so, Victoria, love the news. And the
professional station here.
Isn't it, though? The bits of it that they don't hear, that's this bit of the show, of course, is where we throw Headline Hijack out there, your chance to make up the fake news. Long before it was fashionable, we've been doing it long before then. Post-fact, alternative fact truth or something. 87222.
Start your message with a word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We'll have a look at what's been coming in next on Talk Radio.
Jerry! You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Just coming up to a time now. George Galloway will be on Talk Radio, of course, this evening from 7 p.m. And he'll be sitting under his hat, bringing his opinions to you. We've just got a little sneak peek towards George's show tonight, George Galloway. Now, he's going to be discussing why he will not, under any circumstances, be buying Ed Sheeran's new album. Now, Ed Sheeran's new album is out today, I think I'm right in saying.
That's right.
And George is going to be doing an Ed Sheeran new album special tonight, but it's just going to be a long discussion about why he won't buy it. And the reason, I don't think this is a spoiler, but George has said that Ed's new album has Zionist undertones, subliminal. Throughout, and of course, George certainly wouldn't like that. And if you think that George Garner, you say, Cornelius.
Well, yeah, what are you on about?
Well, quite simply, Ed Sheeran's album, right, has Zionist undertones, which is, of course, not going to be appreciated by George Galloway, is it? And if you think he's making it up, you are wrong, right? So if you have a listen to this, Ed Sheeran clearly just chucks the word Israel into the middle of his song. Blatant Galloway baiting, that is.
He's not even tried to put it into a sentence.
No, he just threw it in.
Should we try it again?
No wonder George is angry. Have a listen to Sheeran. Anyway, tonight, George Galloway and Ed Sheeran special as he discusses why he won't be buying that under any circumstances. Right. The details of Headline Hijack I have already brunged you. This is your 23-minute call. You've got 23 minutes until the news at 2 o'clock, where a made-up news story will sit. The lines are open. Here's an example of some of the things that have been coming in so far. Cornelius has some.
Yes, this is from Sean, who says, to celebrate the release of his third album today, the Zionist Ed Sheeran. No, I'm kidding. Ed Sheeran will be performing a number of surprise gigs across a number of service stations in the country. The singer has not revealed at which ones he will turn up, but in a statement he has said that each stop will have a McDonald's, a KFC and an M&S food, leaving just four locations in the country. So if you're near one of them, get down there, because they're going to be hot exclusive gigs.
Ginger producer Dave,
hello.
Do you want a crack at one that's come in from somebody or other?
I'll crack at Tim's one.
Go
for
on,
you.
Go on then, crack at Tim's.
Tim said this, after just 2 days of the heightened punishments for using a mobile phone whilst driving, the number of accidents due to people not being able to use their phones whilst driving has increased. Apparently one incident saw an elderly lady run down after the driver wasn't able to Google how to brake in a new car he'd just bought.
There you go. You've got to think of all sides of the story there, really, because you just don't know where the hidden dangers are, do you? That's it. And the British Institute of Mathematics have condemned the story in today's papers that zero-hour contracts are at an all-time high. They've said this is fake news. A spokesman for the maths board said that it is mathematically possible for the value of zero to be higher than nil. Therefore, the statistics...
Impossible.
Impossible. Mathematically impossible, that's right. For the statistics to... can't be trusted because the value of zero can't be higher than nil. The instituted... have called for the people behind the findings to show they're working. And ditto whoever wrote that. So thank you very much. All we need from you, though, is more examples of it, because somebody has to be today's headline hijacker, and that somebody could be you. The lines are open, as I say, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's just a made-up news paragraph, and it will come out of Victoria masquerading as truth at 2 o'clock. In the meanwhile, during the meantime... Showbiz Roundup next with a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. It's Rhys. He's here with the showbiz next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Leicester, Stoke and West Brom all to win. Was 7-1, now 9-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-1, more 9-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Let's not go home yet, Wilbur. There's a new film out with penguins in.
Ah!
Change of plans. You can control your heating from your phone wherever you are with Hive Active Heating. It's just £9 a month exclusive to British Gas customers, and you won't pay anything up front. You'll never need to heat an empty home or come back to a cold one again.
No, no, no!
Shh, Wilbur, the film's starting. Control your heating from your phone for just £9 a month. Search British Gas Hive. Conditions, exclusions and cancellation charges apply.
Right now, there's great deals not to be missed at Jewson, like specialist boards, whether you're...
soundproofing!
Waterproofing or fireproofing. Get the big-name boards you need for nailed-down prices from just £7.69 each. Or grab 100 raw plug metal self-drilled plasterboard fixings for only £7.99. Plus, don't get stuck without plasterboard joint tape. Get 3 rolls for just £10. Everything you need to get the job done from Jewson. Prices subject to VAT at 20%. Go to jewson.co.uk to find your nearest branch.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
I'm Tom. I'm in year 11. I was always getting told off for talking, so I thought about the debating team. Now I'm thinking about university.
I put the debating team flyer in his desk, was sick of telling him to pipe down. I wanted to put his voice to better use. Now he's thinking about university. I teach year 11. I'm Mr. Corbett.
Apply now and you could get a £25,000 tax-free training bursary to teach subjects like maths and languages. Search Get Into Teaching. Subject to eligibility. Selected subjects only.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Severe delays through Cheshire on the northbound side of the M6. A lane closed due to an accident. Recovery of a lorry and a car underway between 16 for Crewe and 17 at Sandbach through the roadworks. To Skelbrook for the northbound A1 through West Yorkshire. That's still delayed following an accident involving two vehicles around the A639 junction. Queues back towards the A1M as a result. And finally, to Corby, the A43 in Northamptonshire. Both directions completely blocked due to an accident not too far away from the Weldon bypass. I'm Stephen Beach.
Morning, love. All ready for the big game.
Hiya, darling. Yeah, the boys are raring to go, just having our sausage sarnies. Hey, lads, give Ange a big Peterborough hello.
Morning.
Morning,
boys.
Oh,
I hope they win.
Yeah, if they win today, they'll go above Oadby Wiggistonians in the league.
Oh, well, fingers crossed.
At Holiday Inn Express, we take care of what matters inside the hotel, like including a hearty breakfast in the price of your stay, so you can enjoy what matters outside of it. Book direct at holidayinnexpress.com. We know what matters.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in, of course, to today's big story. We were talking about the fly tipping scandal. It's in all the papers today. The Mail leading on the front of it with plague of the fly tipping, seemingly missing the irony, as I say, of dumping their crap onto the shelves of news agents every day. And of course, ITV now have been accused of doing it, recently upending a pile of garbage with David Walliams in it onto our screens every night. That is a problem now. Of course, we've got to sit waiting the council to come and take David Walliams away. What has been coming in, Cornelius?
John, I'm a fly tipper and I love hanging around on curbs. That's coming from a curb crawler.
Yep.
I'm a fly. Many days I get tipped over by drunken people on nights out.
Yep.
It's absolutely awful. That's coming from Joke I Nicked from Frey.
Thank you very much indeed. And if you've got a reaction, here's the number 87222.
To start your message with a word. Talk.
Hey, what are you there?
Race is here. Reese is here. Now, regular listeners will know Reese, for he's a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. And he comes in every Friday to review the showbiz. Hi, Reese.
Hi, how you doing?
We always look forward to your visit, Reese, because it reminds us that the weekend is coming.
Yes.
You
yes.
are our gateway to the weekend. That's what you are.
I've been accused of that many times.
There we are. And you bring us, of course, the joy of showbiz that none of us could give a toss about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Lots of showbiz, not a lot of joy this week, unfortunately. No one's a victim or a villain, Katy Perry has said. She's broken her silence on the breakup with Orlando Bloom. Apparently they called it curtains officially on Wednesday, and she's taken to Twitter to say, "How about a new way of thinking for 2017? You can still be friends and love your former partners. No one's a victim or a villain. Get a life, y'all."
Y'all.
She definitely got dumped.
She did, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
From that tweet.
Now, remind us of their relationship, their beautiful relationship. So, Orlando Bloom, we know, the actor Orlando Bloom. Katy Perry off of the song Raw.
Yep.
Previously, Russell Brand.
Yep.
Yep. Was she married to Russell Brand? Was that her?
She was married to Brand.
Okay. All right, so Orlando Bloom was nude paddle backing her or something.
That was them.
Is that what it was? What was it?
Yeah. Paddleboarding.
If you like, that's what you want to call it. So, okay, and they split up. Why? Do we know why?
They're both too busy to see each other.
Okay.
They've both been getting so much work.
Yes.
That, they just can't commit to a being in the same room at the same time type arrangement.
I see. Right. Are we interested?
No.
Okay.
Not in the slightest.
Next story?
Even less interesting. Liam Payne has sparked rumours that girlfriend Cheryl Cole has given birth by tweeting, "Why do I always do the strangest walk when I'm trying to be quiet in the morning?" It's because you're tiptoeing, mate. I mean, I know the kid's probably got like 25 handlers, but he's literally answered his own question. Yeah. The reason he walks so weirdly when trying to be quiet is because he's walking differently to create less noise.
On tiptoe. Yeah, yeah. You're right, yep. He has.
Go on. He's been seen larking around on a hoverboard.
Yeah.
The way the headline says it, he enjoys his last moments of freedom. So it sounds like Cheryl Cole's there in the stirrups, giving it the heave, and he's gone into the maternity ward on a hoverboard. Which I hope is not true.
Is that noisier or quieter than a tiptoe?
That's very true.
It depends what sort of floor it goes over. That's true. Perhaps he's just experimenting with floor surfaces.
Yes.
And volume around the new. So Cheryl Cole, this is, let us not forget, the violent thug Cheryl Cole.
Yes.
Who once punched a toilet attendant full in the face.
In
the nightclub toilet in Guildford.
She wanted more lollipops than the toilet attendant was willing to give her. She thought she'd give her a dig.
Yeah, so he smacked her in the face. And the judge, in his summing up, where Cheryl Cole, the nation's sweetheart, was convicted of assault, accusing actual bodily harm.
Yes.
Was called a violent thug.
She was indeed.
Everyone seems to have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
Except not us.
No,
so
definitely.
We just like to keep mentioning
it. We need to keep that in there.
Yeah.
That needs to be forever on her CV.
It does. And it is, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, under the bit criminal record, but...
That bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, so they're having a baby. They might have had a baby. He's tiptoeing around. I'm trying to be interested in not, though.
A fan has tweeted, Cheryl's super baby is coming.
Is it a super baby?
Probably. Two famous people equals a super baby.
Yeah. Is this a case of, like we were talking about with Beyonce, where already the paparazzi are hanging around Cheryl's fufu, waiting for it to get the first shot of it?
Absolutely.
As it emerges.
Yes.
Any rumours in the... any truth in the rumours that the paparazzi managed to get inside her birth canal?
Nothing confirmed just yet. Okay. We'll get a source on it.
Yeah, A source is always reliable, as we know.
He certainly is.
We should mention, just as an aside, I don't know whether you got it there or not, but Rod Stewart has apologised. Have you seen this?
I have, yeah. Go on.
Rod Stewart has apologised because he's joined ISIS. I think is that the story?
I think so.
Not quite.
Has Little got that wrong?
Yeah, I only read the slightly headline. Wrong.
Yeah, go on, give us the...
You only read the headline.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
Doesn't sound like you even did that.
No, I didn't.
I just saw
the words Rod Stewart and ISIS in the same headline.
He's been criticised for...
Joining ISIS.
A mock... execution.
Right.
For carrying out a mock execution as if in the style of ISIS.
Right. What's a sort of improv game?
Well, Rod Stewart has defended himself, saying that him and his friends were playing Game of Thrones.
Right, well,
as if it was like a playground.
To be fair, that's got beheadings in it, so, you know.
Draw your own conclusions, but don't say them aloud.
Okay, fine.
No, absolutely.
The showbiz news there. Rod Stewart's joined ISIS. Next.
Yeah. A camel has done a wee on David Walliams' nightly show. Presumably the camel was there to review the show.
I think he'd have done more than a wee.
No, absolutely. Apparently the camel didn't like the dressing room and got the hump.
Right, that's... it's in the paper, is it, that?
That is. Yep. You can probably... wonder who put that headline out.
Yeah, I can guess. So the nightly show, I mean, it's not doing that well, is it?
It's lost 2 million viewers.
Yeah.
Which is not
great. How many did
great.
It start with?
Three. Yeah, it's not, I mean...
Still gets more viewers than this gets listeners.
Yeah, that's fair enough, yeah.
Quite a few, considerably a lot more.
Yeah, you're absolutely right there.
That's only because I forgot the camel.
If we had a camel in here, boom! Or Martin Clunes. That'll nail it. Anyway, so the camel's done a wee, and now obviously what this is the producers of the nightly show are rightly trying to get publicity for it, and that's fair enough. And so the story they've planted is, of course, in the paper, that a camel did a wee.
Yeah, he did the wee backstage. He didn't even do it on... Like, if he'd have done it on
Donald
on the
Trump.
Show... On Donald Trump, yeah.
Well, they should... Because they want... I've read about the nightly show, right? And they want to emulate the viral memes of the James Corden, don't they?
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Jimmy Fallon.
That's exactly that. What they should have done is they should have got Donald Trump on as a guest. Already, that's good.
Yeah.
Right? And they should have got the camel, maybe a Russian camel...
Perhaps.
...to wee on Donald Trump in a mock-up of that hotel room where he paid those prostitutes to urinate into a mattress, right? I bet you, right, and I'm not the producer of the nightly show, but I am willing to give it a go if they want to call me, right? I think if I'd set up a Donald Trump-esque sketch whereby a camel had a wee on him, right, I reckon that would have gone viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So I'm just saying, So that's my advice. That's the level you've got to pitch it at. You can't just have a camel wing on the floor and expect that. Blue Peter had that like 30 or 40
they
years
did,
ago.
Yeah. They did. When was an elephant, baby elephant.
Yeah, they always used to replay it when I was a child. There you go. I love it.
Exactly. So that's been done.
It has, yeah.
Is what I'm saying. So, you know. So, all right, showbiz camel. That camel will probably be on the next series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, or Strictly,
probably.
Or something. That camel's now more of a celebrity than it was before. By the way, we made Cornelius. Did you know Cornelius is now a writer for the Daily Mail?
No, that's not true. That
well,
is
it is
true.
It is true, isn't
didn't
it?
Didn't you write a front page article for
no,
the Mail
on Sunday? No, I absolutely didn't do that, no. but you wrote for the Daily Mail this week.
No, that's not true. They've quoted one of my tweets about the nightly show.
Yeah,
but you wrote it.
And it's in the Daily Mail.
Yeah, but they didn't ask for my permission to use it.
Well, then
it.
You could sue them.
Can I?
Yeah.
Probably not, because it's public domain.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
If you don't sue them, that means you wrote it for them.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't sue them, you're complicit.
Yeah. So did you...
It was a tweet that we...
It was from the show, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, it was the only bit of marketing this show's had.
Yeah, yeah, I can read it. It says, breaking news, yeah. ISIS have claimed responsibility for the nightly show on ITV. More with @JohnHolmes on @TalkRadio at 1 p.m. this today.
@JohnHolmes1.
Good branding there.
Yeah, I mean...
So we got that in the mail. We got a little advert in the mail.
It's the most press coverage the station's got in the week,
so... So, you know, fair play to us, I say. You know, and now Rod Stewart's joined ISIS on the back of that tweet as well.
Yeah.
So, you know...
He's probably on it tonight, co-hosting
it. We've given ISIS a publicity boost there as well, haven't we?
Yeah.
Bet Rod Stewart read that in the mail and went, ISIS, they sound cool. Yeah.
They're still more popular than Talk Radio.
Yeah, that's right. They've got far more followers, haven't they? ISIS has got more followers than Talk Radio, Alf, on Twitter. That's true, isn't it?
I mean, yeah.
If you think about it, think about the logic of that, right? ISIS are more genuinely more popular than we are.
What do we hear then?
You know,
I think Julia Hartley Brewer's views turn them away from being too extreme. So they're like, no, I'm going to join ISIS instead.
Reese, what else have you got?
Dawn French has made the shocking revelation on This Morning that she's 60. That's genuinely what this headline has said, is that the audience were aghast to find that the Vicar of Dibley and French and Saunders star is turning 60.
Why is that surprising?
I have no idea. No idea.
Woman gets to age.
Woman who has been sort of like massively famous in the 80s and 90s, which was time ago now.
Yeah.
So it's not actually all that surprising.
Not really.
Apparently that
If you'd have told me Cheryl Cole was 60, then I might have raised an eyebrow.
Yeah.
And I would have said, that's interesting, because I'm surprised a 50-odd-year-old woman would punch a nightclub attendant.
True. This is very true.
But you're right, I'm not really surprised about
Dawn. She doesn't look 60.
Well, no, she doesn't.
I mean, that's the news story there, that
woman that's 60 doesn't look 60.
Yeah, but not many people realise that Dawn French is 60 years old.
Right. You could do some basic maths, couldn't you?
Yeah. It's not really a story, Reese, is it?
No, it's not. It's showbiz news, is what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially because apparently she's 59, according to Wikipedia.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean,
maybe that's all. Maybe they're all ardent Wikipedia fans, and they went, "What?
It doesn't say this online."
Yeah. What else?
Meghan McKenna and Pete Wicks delete each other off social media after sexting scandal.
No idea what they are.
Who's
a what's a McKenna and a, what?
They are from The Only Way Is Essex.
Ah, there is.
And they've had lots of rows, and now this has taken it to the new low that they're not following each other on social media. Apparently they're in the same room still, but that doesn't really matter to people like them.
No, he doesn't.
That's not the point. They're taking what is called a social detox from each other.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Is that what they called it now?
That's how they're working through relationship issues, is deleting each other on Twitter.
Right.
That's really, really depressed me, actually. It really, really got me down, that one.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, that's the joy of showbiz news for us all, isn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely.
Listen, Reese, thank you very much for coming in.
No worries.
With your showbiz roundup. A man from TalkSport who has no interest in and even fewer knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz for us as he does on a Friday. He's our gateway to the weekend. Reese, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Headline Hijack then on the way, of course. As well as we do, that there's a made-up news story on the way. And that's because it's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. They are out to lunch. They miss this bit of the programme. So what we do is we set them up for a fall by putting a news lie, a post-truth alternative fact, as is trendy to call it now, in the news at 2 o'clock to come out of Victoria's mouth. We've been doing it long before it was a thing. But today we need a winner. We need someone whose news lies in there. Victoria's going to have the story, but Cornelius has got the name.
Yes, it's Alison.
Alison.
Yes.
Oh, where's Alison? Where is she, Dave?
Alison is at Membury.
She's in Membury?
Yeah.
Membury, good. Okay, fine. Alison's in Membury. And he or she has his or her made-up news story in the news next. After that, we bring you hot guest action. Comedians Max and Ivan will be here to plug something or other that they're flogging. It's a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. There's an end-of-the-week quiz on the way on the programme as well today. The big debate at 3 o'clock. Work experience, punditry and live music on the programme as we drag another busker in off the streets and force them to perform at microphone point. It's Talk Radio. It's Friday afternoon. News is next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Jet2 Holidays offer so much more than just a holiday. It's 2 to 5-star hotels. It's transfers, a rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage included. It's daily flights to amazing destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. It's the holiday you've always wanted. And new from this summer, you can go direct from London Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. Atoll protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Will City nick it at the death? Will the big man bag another brace? Will the midfield maestro get a straight red? For kicking a ball boy? What are the odds of that? If you reckon you know where a game's heading, bet in play at 10bet.co.uk. You'll get a first deposit bonus of up to £200. And with hundreds of in-play betting markets, when it's time to bet, it's time to 10bet.
Minimum deposit £15. Deposit must be staked in full to qualify. 5 rollovers of deposit and bonus required. Single bets and accas only. Please bet responsibly.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. We had claimed back PPI in the past, but it turns out there were some lenders we hadn't checked. The service Stanton Fisher provided was absolutely brilliant. We didn't have a lot to do, and the results spoke for themselves. We received over £2,500. So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Friday. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Shoreham Air crash down to pilot error. May criticises Sturgeon and Rod Stewart sorry for ISIS reenactment.
Talk Radio.
An investigation says a pilot error caused a Shoreham airshow disaster which killed 11 people in 2015. The vintage jet came down on a busy dual carriageway while trying to complete a loop. The Air Accident Investigation Branch says it entered the manoeuvre too low and failed to use the maximum thrust. Former air crash investigator Tony Cable says the pilot who survived has a lot of experience.
Experience is not necessarily a protection. It can lead to overconfidence, particularly at air shows where you, a pilot may well have a lot of his peers, the air show crowd, watching what's going on, so there might be a certain amount of pressure from there.
Theresa May has told Nicola Sturgeon to stop playing politics over the UK leaving the European Union. Speaking at the Scottish Tory conference in Glasgow, the Prime Minister said politics is not a game. Mrs May also accused the SNP of neglecting schools and obsessing with independence. Scotland's former First Minister Alex Salmond says her speech was arrogant and high-handed.
Let's remember, the English health service is in a state of collapse. The prison service in England is in total chaos. And as we see today, the schools are revolting while Theresa May's government is consumed by Brexit.
A police force is accused of not properly investigating the death of a toddler for 9 months. A watchdog says a pathologist's conclusions were ignored after Poppy Worthington died in 2012. Specialist police have finished digging at the former home of a double murderer in Wiltshire, but have found nothing significant. Christopher Halliwell is serving life in prison for 2 killings. Police are investigating whether he has any other victims. And Sir Rod Stewart has apologised for a video which appears to show him reenacting a beheading in the desert, but he insists his actions have been misinterpreted. In a video which has now been removed from his wife's Instagram, the singer can be seen moving his hand across the neck of his friend, who's knelt down in front of him.
I mean, it's a bit of a leap, isn't it?
I've not seen the video.
No, but I mean, you know, he's just a bloke messing about, like, and then it's all of a sudden, oh, he's ISIS. It's not. People's complaint culture moaning about stuff again, isn't it?
It's like if you deface a historical statue nowadays, people go, oh, you're just doing what ISIS are doing now. I mean, it's typical.
Yeah. If you wage war on the West, right? I mean, there's a video of me waging war on the West, and I had to apologise for that. And then there was another one where I was just messing about, right? Mm. You know, you were there, and all we were doing was setting up a caliphate, right? That's all we were doing, right? And then
just a joke caliphate.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was like a spoof caliphate.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all
they we were playing caliphate.
Yeah, and then what happened was people were complaining, all snowflakes. You just go, come on, just setting up a joke. It's just a joke caliphate. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
So you know, back off. Rod's just messing about. Please apologise. Let's move on.
He's sorry.
You've got the weather, Victoria.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Heavy rain spreading north, brighter across Scotland with fewer showers than recently. Highs of 11 degrees.
Less. Right, here's Ben. Ben's back. Ben has the pre-recorded sport here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with boxing. David Hay and Tony Bellew weighed in without any major incidents ahead of their clash at London's O2 tomorrow. Hay's 16 stone 9 ounces, significantly heavier than Bellew, who's 15 stone 3 pounds and 8 ounces. Both fighters have been warned about their behaviour in a bitter build-up. The West Indies won the toss and will bowl first in the first ODI against England in Antigua, where it's been raining heavily. Play was due to get underway at 2 o'clock. Finally, West Brom boss Tony Pulis says Gareth McCauley is close to agreeing a new contract. The 37-year-old Northern Ireland international has been one of the side's big performers in the Premier League this season. The Baggies clash with Crystal Palace is live and in full on TalkSport 2 tomorrow. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in an attempt to curb the increasing number of people fly tipping, emergency legislation has been drafted by Parliament to restrict the size of all car boots. Beginning next week, anyone with a boot larger than a domestic washing machine will have to take their car to a local garage where the excess space will be filled in with concrete.
Thank you very much, Victoria, there. She had the news, the live news, and Ben had the pre-recorded sport that he recorded hours ago, so it's probably out of date. It's 2:05. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Max and Ivan with us next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's just coming up to a time. The time is the same time as I just said it was a moment ago. The two men unprofessionally entering a studio and talking in front of live microphones. Max and Ivan, hello.
Hello. Always a pleasure to make an appalling entrance on a radio
show.
Well
done. Well done.
Thank you.
You take today's prize. Yesterday it was Brian Connolly messing it up. Today it's you guys. I mean, that's the kind of footsteps you are following in.
It's a great honour to follow in them, stumble into them.
What I'll do now is I'm going to fire some music that will provide us with a little bit of production value in order to seamlessly link from one thing to another.
Ideal.
Bear with me. You let it establish first as well, just to... Yeah. A little bit point where we start talking like that. Here it comes now. So good afternoon, thank you. I know. Listening to Talk Radio, and comedians Max and Ivan are here in the studio with us. They are, let's be honest, as regular listeners know, they are here for no other reason than a PR exercise dressed up as an interview. That's it.
How dare you insinuate that we're going to dress this up as an interview? This is a brazen PR exercise, and I will do nothing other than speak about the exact facts of the show we are plugging.
Here's the thing, though. It turns out you're plugging two things.
Well, that's how brazen we are.
Yeah, I mean, that is just just rude.
That's economical. This is post-Brexit recession PR opportunities. We have to fold two different shows into one media appearance, and that's what we're doing.
I'm going to let it slide because there are two of you, right? Well, which one? You've got to pick, though. Yeah. One of you has to plug one. I'm not letting you have roughshod over both things. You've got a one each is how it's going to divvy up around here.
Quite. Well, Ivan, you choose which one you'd like to take ownership of.
Well, I'll take ownership of our live show.
Okay.
Which you can see tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
At the Soho Theatre at 7 o'clock.
In London's London.
London's very London.
Yes, okay.
And it's our two-man show, Our Story, where we...
You're really nailing this, mate.
Do you wish now you'd taken this?
Can I just let Max take both of them?
A little insight into the way our double act works.
I see now, yeah.
Should you wish to see a more coherent sentence said by Ivan, 7 p.m. at the Soho Theatre tonight and tomorrow, a two-man live show, which we are performing. Should you not wish to make it to London's London, then log on to your very own computer or steal someone else's and go on to either All Four or YouTube, where we have made some shorts for Channel 4 called The Reunion.
Like a sort of sweatshop.
Yes, indeed, absolutely.
Sewn the shorts yourself.
We certainly have. Our tiny, nimble fingers have assembled three comedy short films that collectively make up The Reunion, which is a sitcom-esque short thing that we made with us and a bunch of very, very talented.
You kind of nailed it at the beginning, but it's tailing off now, isn't it?
Yeah. Running out of juice.
You really are. But you did a lot better than Ivan there. I mean, come on.
Well, I just took on double the workload at no notice. Yeah. I was psychologically geared up to pitch one thing, and here I am.
Is this the show you did in Edinburgh?
Yeah.
This is the one you came to talk to us about in Edinburgh.
Yes, indeed.
You're on our ramshackle debacle of an Edinburgh show where we tried to broadcast this.
We were in the corner of a bar, weren't we?
From Brooks Bar, yeah, absolutely. We made Radio Magic happen in Brooks.
It was a mess.
We're back at it again.
But I seem to remember that, Max, you were better then as well.
Probably.
Than your partner there. So
it's very much the dynamic we bring to the table. There it is.
There you go, right there.
Great stuff, mate.
Good. So, how's it been? How the show obviously went well in Edinburgh because you were flogging that there.
Absolutely.
Well enough to get a London transfer.
Indeed.
So, I don't know why I'm looking at you. I'm just looking at you like you are the spot. I'm just going to look at you.
No, please don't look at me.
Okay, I'm going to look at you. This is like...
Ivan's basically my mascot who comes on to
this. This is like Nina Conti and Monkey now.
It is indeed. Although Monkey is very good, so... It'd be a great honour to get
Max was able to operate me a bit better, then I'm sure he would appreciate it.
Yeah, I would try operating in the same way Nina operates Monkey, but I think there are various laws against that. So yes, perhaps not.
You know. So what can we expect? Because we know what we can expect from your live show, because you talked about it last time.
Yes.
Literally, our listeners will still be the same three people.
So. Well, God bless all three of you guys.
I know. But the Channel 4 thing, so talk us through that.
It's
Max again.
Yeah, of course. Let's not lie. It's always going to be Max.
It's an open goal, champ. You want to do it?
Can I just say that I'm just smiling away and really enjoying this. Yeah. But the show that's that's available to watch online right now is called The Reunion, and it's based on an old Edinburgh show that we did, which was nominated for the Edinburgh Comedy Awards. Mm-hmm. We did not win, though.
Nice.
Yeah, but what did win that year?
Bridget Christie.
Okay. But she got a Channel 4 comedy blap?
She's very good.
She doesn't have a blap,
man. There you go.
She's got a book.
She's hugely highly regarded.
Yeah.
And completely successful.
Yeah, but she
hasn't
done
a blap.
She hasn't done this specific thing that we've done.
She hasn't done 12 minutes of online comedy television.
It's 24 minutes.
Yeah, it's a bit longer, actually, yeah.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, it's based on a school reunion. So we've gone to a school reunion, so you don't have to, basically. Mm. And
is it? I mean, have you school reunion since your dizzying success?
We haven't. We did actually end up getting quite a meta turn of events. We ended up going back to a university reunion at which we were booked to perform our show, The Reunion, which was a whimsical idea in theory and a terrible idea in practice.
Yeah.
Because it turns out sort of 40 years of assembled drunk drama graduates do not want to watch two drama graduates do a show that is sort of tenuously related to
Who'd have thought that?
Also, they weren't warned about it. So there was somebody that came on and did a speech for about 5 minutes and then just said, "And now some theatre." And then we just had to go on and do an hour-long show.
An hour.
And this was about 4 p.m. People have been drinking since 11. This was not a good time for them or us. But the online shorts are a good time for everybody.
Of course they are, because they're available whenever you want to watch them, drunk or not.
Drunk or not. Yeah. And it's Friday, so we're all drunk, but yeah, get involved. Have a click.
So how do the... Because I remember the blaps being a thing. But yeah. It's a horrible word.
Sure.
But I know you didn't choose that. So
we didn't. We did look it up on Urban Dictionary, and the alternate definition is far too obscene for us to say on the radio. But if you have access to Urban Dictionary, check it out.
I'm doing it right now.
Okay. Yeah, have a look, Dave. What we do. yeah. Oh, no, you're going to have to show me. Come on.
Oh, guys.
Come on.
UrbanDictionary.com, listeners, that's all we can say.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. They become your property. Interesting.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah.
Weird. This is what we do on the show at the end on a Friday anyway.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, you've kind of overthought. I think you've done too much work here, because all you could have done is turn up at Channel 4, apologise for the confusion in the name, and one of you could have just done that to the other and just filmed that for 24 minutes.
We did. That's how we got the blaps in the first place. Showbiz is a grotty industry, folks, but we're willing to go the extra mile.
Apologies to the two of the three listeners that don't have a clue what's going on.
No.
But nor do I, so it's all good.
No. Good. So, all right, so that's on. It's online now. You can just watch it whenever you like. It's on there forever.
Absolutely.
Is it?
They've just been launched. They're on all four on YouTube around the world.
Or if you go on maxandivan.com, they're there.
There you go. Leaping in right there. Yeah. He's getting it, isn't he?
Yeah, there he is. Guys, I'm warming up.
Coming in with a Maverick third PR pitch there for our website.
Warming up towards the end of the interview.
That's the way.
It's the David Walliams way. Yeah.
In an hour, Ivan will be on form.
Oh, guys.
Rapid fire anecdotes.
All over the place.
He'll be sat on the tube on his own, but it'll be very entertaining.
I'm going to test him now. Ivan.
Oh, please, no.
Give us an anecdote.
Oh, God. No, I can't, guys.
I'm just going to move away from the microphone.
Yeah, come on, let's all sit back. I'm going to stop the music, and Ivan can do us an anecdote.
Well, one of Ivan's classic anecdotes. Mm-hmm. So, guys, I was on the tube today.
Even Max looks nervous.
This happened to me today. I saw a man with a face tattoo that, instead of a teardrop, it looked kind of like a banana. And I was just wondering, had he maybe killed a monkey? But luckily, Max writes all the jokes, so...
Do you want to punch that one up?
Oh, dear.
I'll punch him up once we've left the interview. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
There's an hour of that at the Soho Theatre later.
It really is.
So we should actually talk about that, because obviously people are going to come and see it. And I understand, I've just in my ear, we've now got four listeners. So one of them doesn't know the show.
Welcome back.
Because this is, we did talk about this, but we can do that again. Because which one of you was the wrestler? You were the wrestler, right?
I was the wrestler, yes.
Properly, like a professional wrestler.
Like a professional wrestler, like Hulk Hogan and The Rock, like that. As proper as that is, that's what I was.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of that in it. It's about how I was a teenage wrestler, which is all perfectly true, and how young Ivan Gonzalez to my left was a Boy Scout.
I was big in the scouting game, guys.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, that's a hard... No wonder you get the raw end of the stick here, right? Because at the end of the day, professional wrestler as a teenager...
Yeah,
right?
It's pretty cool.
Pretty interesting. Anecdote worthy, some would say.
But what's cooler than, you know, a tightly rolled neckerchief... And then shiny woggle.
No, well, nothing. But your problem is that loads of people were scouts, whereas not many people were wrestlers.
That's true.
So, you know, you need to up your
past. You need to have retrospectively lived a more interesting childhood, my friend.
Dang it.
Yeah. I'm just coming from the heart. I'm just trying to help.
No, that's good advice, though. I'll try and build a time machine.
But for reasons that we cannot disclose but can reveal in the live show, Ivan's scouting childhood was actually phenomenally interesting.
Yeah.
And there are many extraordinary parallels between his childhood and mine, all of which,
Which makes it fascinating. 7 to 8 p.m. at the Soho Theatre.
Yeah. Only a few tickets available because it's the weekend, so all is well.
Yeah. How many nights have you done?
It's been a 2-week run.
A two-week run. Yeah.
In swinging Soho. And yeah, it's got two nights left.
Good. And you haven't had to perform this in front of a disinterested crowd of ex-school friends who drunk out of their minds, though. So
luckily, not this time.
No, we've had a few interested ex-school friends coming along, drunk out of their minds, but they made the choice to be there, which is, the crucial element in that.
Most things.
Performing guerrilla hour-long narrative sketch comedy shows at drunk people is not the one.
Speaking of drunk people, what of Edinburgh this year? Have you got a new show?
We do not have a new show this year. We are writing a Radio 4 show at the moment.
Okay.
Allowed to mention another radio station?
I think it might have been automatically beeped out.
I had a Radio 4 show on last night, so I've just mentioned that, so you can mention yours.
There we go. The floor is open.
There you go. So what is it?
It is called The Casebook of Max and Ivan. And yep. It's the second series of a sitcom we write, in which the two of us play low-rent private detectives and solve a different case each week. Mm.
And you have guests, rolling guest stars.
We have, oh, yeah, we they sure all, do. We roll them, that's the rule. Yeah.
Who's been, Reese Shearsmith?
We've had Reese, wonderful Reese Shearsmith, we had Matt Lucas, yep. We had Jessica Hines, yep. And we had the...
June Whitfield.
The legendary June Whitfield herself, yeah. Who's one of the sharpest, funniest performers I've ever met.
She was on it, she came on here.
Did she?
Yeah, and so I know, yes, I mean, she was kind of crazy, but in a really good way.
Yeah. She's brilliant. Yeah. She was so old, she'd like learnt the script. She knew it all off by heart, like it was a radio. There was no need for that. She just had it in her head. And she'd like punched up some of the gags and very politely made much better suggestions than the lines that we'd written. So.
Yeah, she's a lot better than me.
Like it's the future, Max and June.
She's just too expensive, that's all. I can't get her. She's in Wimbledon loving her life, so it's hard to get her into town.
We're out of time. I think you came across very well.
Thank you.
Yeah. You got better towards the end.
Oh, you were pointing at Max.
Okay. So the show's at the Soho Theatre. It's tonight. There are tickets. Only a few, obviously. And the Channel 4 website, presumably, for the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Max and Ivan, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us and all four at home.
Next on the programme, today's brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz, as we bring you bits of terrible things that have happened over the last 5 days on here. And all you have to do is tell us what happened next. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking, bloody and bold.
I would find...
The best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Divorce can be expensive. It affects your finances, assets, home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. It's probably one of the toughest times you'll ever go through. Cordell and Cordell understands these issues and helps men maximize their roles in their children's lives. Call now on 0330 6060 161, or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Tonight on ITV.
LAPD, put your hands in the air!
In the LA Police Department, teamwork is everything.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go!
And this team works. Just about.
I can't believe you shot me.
I can't believe it took me so long.
LA's most unlikely crime-fighting duo, Riggs and Murtaugh, are here.
Hello, bad guys. I brought some gifts.
In a brand new series based on the classic movies, Lethal Weapon. Have a blast tonight at 9 on ITV.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online, and I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds. Making people smile for 60 years.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Starting in Cheshire, eastbound side of the M56, broken down lorry closes one lane between 12 at Runcorn and 11 for the A56. Inside lane of the three closed there. Still severe delays on the northbound side of the M6, staying in Cheshire. It's following an accident involving a lorry and a car between 16 and 17, crew up towards the Sandbach turn for the A534. And finally, to Northamptonshire, Corby, the A43. That remains completely blocked both ways. That's due to an accident not too far away from the Weldon bypass. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Amy, come and help me clear some stuff out of Dave's garage. He goes through all these phases. He collected so many albums before we got married.
Vinyl records.
Then he started doing DIY for about a month.
Power tools.
Next, he wanted something to play at weekends.
Golf clubs.
And I don't know what got into him when he started wearing these.
Wrestling tights. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay, the ultimate clear-out-the-garage shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about. No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 22 minutes past 2 o'clock and it's Friday. And that means it's time to test one listener's brand loyalty to the programme. It's the end of the week quiz as we look back over the shoulder of the week. That's right. So let's meet today's contestant, whose name is it Brianna?
Yes, it is. Hello.
Hello, Brianna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, we're all right. We're all right, Brianna. We're muddling through. You know, it's Friday and stuff, isn't it? So what do you do, Brianna? Where do you do it?
I am a sales associate and I work in Westfield.
In Westfield, in London?
Yes.
Okay. And what, you say sales associate, where do you associate your sales?
At Gap.
Oh, in Gap.
Yeah.
You're doing this for part of your Gap year. See what I did?
No. Graduated already.
Yeah. Good. Okay. So, how long have you worked in Gap?
How long?
Yeah.
Coming up to 4 years.
Oh, okay. Are you in charge of folding the things? I mean, because whenever I go in Gap, everything's very neatly folded.
Well, basically, yeah, folding and making sure that I deliver great customer service.
Of course you do, Brianna. I'd expect nothing different of you. But the question is, of course, is have you been listening to the show all week?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. That's right. But we're about to find out how closely, because this is the end of the week brand loyalty quiz, of course. You can win some meat. That's right, because I'm only doing this today to annoy assistant producer Cass. She's not here, because she's off, because it's sort of around her birthday. But when we give meat away, it involves loads of admin for her, so that's why I'm doing it. Would you like to win a chicken, a beef, a lamb, or a box of organic veg?
Organic veg.
Organic veg. Oh, right then. That's good, because that's more difficult that's a cast lot to organise. Yes, a lot of admin. Yeah. So that's perfect. Okay, fine. So what we're going to do is we've got three questions, three clips of things that have happened on the show, Brianna. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. That's very, very simple. Are you ready to play the quiz?
Yes.
Here we go then. So, question number one, Brianna. In Gap. We'll start with Monday, where we launched a brand new feature, Toddler Pops, in which we chatted to 7-year-old Maisie about the news, and then she played a song on a toy xylophone. Hello, Maisie.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Here and there. Bit disappointed at last week's by-election result.
Well, what do you mean? How are you disappointed at it? Are you a UKipper?
Those fascists. No, John, just Corbyn. I mean, I'm no Labourite, but the bloke's hopeless.
Yes, well...
He's unelectable. You may as well stick a beard on a cupboard.
There it is. That was Maisie, 7, discussing Labour's chances, of course. But then who did Maisie suggest takes over from Jeremy Corbyn as leader of the Labour Party? Did she say A, Margaret Thatcher? Did she say B, Martin Freeman? Or did she say C, Milo Yiannopoulos?
C.
Milo Yiannopoulos?
Yes.
Let's find out what Maisie thought.
Well, who would you recommend becomes Labour leader then?
Milo Yiannopoulos. Say what you like about him, but he's no Corbyn.
There it is. It's the right answer. Very good. Very well played, Brianna. Question number two, we'll move to Tuesday. It was Shrove Tuesday, as that seems to be a very appropriate day for it. So what we did was encourage celebrities to send us their perfect pancake recipes. Warren Beatty, we asked him for his recipe for a pancake, and he said the following. You might want to get a pen, write this down if you want the Warren Beatty pancake. 2 tablespoons of olive oil, plus a little for greasing. 750 grams of lean beef mince. 90 grams of prosciutto. A jar of tomato sauce. 200 millilitres of hot beef stock. A little grated nutmeg. 300 grams of fresh pack lasagna sheets. Half quantity white sauce. And 125-gram ball of mozzarella. And that was his recipe for a pancake, although he did open the wrong packet because it was handed to him by someone from PricewaterhouseCoopers, and that's actually a recipe for la-la-la lasagna. There, that's what happened when Warren Beatty sent his recipe in. But then Taylor Swift sent us her perfect pancake recipe, Brianna. What was the problem with Taylor Swift's fruit pancake? That's not a euphemism. According to our listener, Sham. Did she say A, Taylor Swift didn't toss the batter, she shook it off? Did she say B, the fruit wasn't visible, it was just a blank space? Or did she say C, it had too many dates?
C.
Too many dates. Let's find out.
This is from Sham, who says Taylor Swift, her recipe, her fruit pancakes don't taste that nice, though, because she adds too many dates.
Good. Too many dates! Yes, 2 out of 3 so far. Ain't bad, Brianna. This is your final question. Let's see if we can make it the full hat trick. Yesterday saw the return of Victoria, newsreader Victoria's bonus animal news.
A BBC newsreader has been criticised for appearing to joke about his colleague stamping on and killing a mouse.
What?
This happened. So James Kelly, who works for Radio 2, took pictures of the news mouse, which he's called it.
Hashtag news mouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Can it read the news?
No, but it keeps the newsreader's company at New Broadcasting House.
New Broadcasting Mouse, as we said. But when shamelessly plugging her own Twitter feed, as Victoria does all the bloody time, she said that there was a photo that she tweeted of a dog dressed up in a prince costume. But what did Cornelius think that meant? Did he think it meant A, it had been squashed, the dog, into tiny, tight purple trousers? B, the dog was dressed as a Nazi? Or C, it had a coat with paw prints all over it?
I think A.
A, tiny, tight purple trousers, a prince costume. Let's find out.
There's a picture of a dog wearing a prince outfit.
That's not
as
right.
As in, like a
Nazi uniform.
No,
you're not Prince Harry.
Oh,
Brianna came in with an A there, and it was a B, wasn't it? Oh no. All right. Well, let's very quickly go to Cornelius. Who's been keeping scores, haven't you, Cornelius?
Yes.
What are the scores there? There were three questions, in case you weren't listening.
I was listening.
3 questions. Brianna there got 2 of them right.
Okay.
Like, out of 3 questions. So, if you can work it out, what are the scores?
Yep. Brianna, you have scored 2.
She's got two! Is that enough to win the meat?
Yes.
She didn't want meat, she wanted organic veg.
No.
Is it enough? No.
Yes.
Brianna, congratulations, you won a box of organic veg on the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you! Brianna, she's working in Gap on a gap year. That's good, isn't it? The brand loyalty testing quiz on Talk Radio in the afternoons. And there it was. There'll be another one, of course, next Friday. Still to come on today's programme. A man will be in a lift. He's called Con. Hello, Con.
Hello.
He's going to be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out all the haters' texts and tweets as it does so in a feature we call Con Descending. We've got live music, of course, as we drag a busker in off the streets to perform for us at microphone point. All your reactions, the news in haikus, work experience punditry, the big debate at 3, and it's Some Request Friday, so we will be taking your requests and dedications for speeches or talks for loved ones. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with like.
Thank you. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's going to have the news next. I never wanted to say goodbye.
Talk Radio.
An investigation has found a series of pilot errors caused the Shoreham Airshow disaster, including flying too low for a manoeuvre. 11 men died when the vintage jet came down on a busy A27 in West Sussex in the summer of 2015. Chris Binnor is from the Air Accidents Investigation Branch.
Now, the direct cause of the accident was that the aircraft, which is attempting a looping manoeuvre, did not achieve sufficient height at the top of the loop for the manoeuvre to be completed before it hit the ground. And tragically, it landed on the A27 Shoreham bypass with very devastating consequences.
A mass grave for young children has been found at a former Catholic orphanage in County Galway in Ireland. Nearly 800 people died at a home there between 1925 and its closure in 1961. The former SNP leader has hit back at the Prime Minister after she told Nicola Sturgeon to stop playing political games. Alex Salmond's accused Theresa May of being arrogant and high-handed. Turnout in the Northern Ireland Assembly elections hit its highest level since the Good Friday peace agreement in 1998. Nearly two-thirds of the electorate voted in yesterday's poll. The number of workers on zero-hour contracts has reached a record high. In the 3 months of last year, there were 910,000 people on them. That's 13% more than in 2016. And Ed Sheeran says he stayed holed up in his house for 4 months because he couldn't cope with fame. The 26-year-old says he stopped going out and instead started ordering takeaways and putting on a lot of weight. The weather, heavy rain spreading north, brighter across Scotland with fewer showers than recently, highs of 11 degrees.
Victoria, thank you very much. In an hour's time, Victoria will be back with today's bonus news. Her bulletin's, of course, shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up, and she'll be doing it in 1 hour's time. And today we bring you...
Vegetable news.
You see Brianna there just won some vegetables, and now we bring you vegetable news. We don't just throw it together, Victoria, you know.
Really?
Okay. In the next bit, then, work experience punditry Haneel is here to talk us through the films for the weekend. He thinks it's because we're offering him the golden opportunity of learning how to broadcast. That's what we tell our work experiences anyway. The truth is, it's just we don't have to pay them. It's next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, it's also Some Request Friday, of course, and that very much works like this. You can send us your requests and dedications for loved ones. It's very similar, in many ways, to Radio 2's All Request Friday, where you could get in touch with Simon Mayo over there and ask him to play a tune, a record for somebody. As a request or dedication. Now, we can't do that due to our licensing arrangements with Ofcom. We're a speech radio station after all. So what we can do, though, is play your request for speeches and talks. It's what we do on a Friday. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word you like.
This has come in as well. Who's this from? Here. Hi there. John, Con, Dave, Victoria, Cass, who isn't in today, Cloaca, Matthew, Marta, Rudd, Ricky, Mark, Julia, Sam, Paul, James, Ian, Alan Brazil, Jim White, Hawksby, Jacobs, Jason, and the Argonauts. I would love it if you could play me John Prescott in the House of Commons in 2006, as today I am going into hospital. I don't have an operation or an appointment or anything. I just think the atmosphere in the cafe there is the best you can get. And that's from Kate in Thornton. Kate, of course we can. For you, here it is, as part of Some Request Friday. John Prescott in the House of Commons in 2006.
I'm delighted to have my honourable friend giving me the full support on a manifesto. It's not necessarily always guaranteed. But this is an issue which many feel very strongly about. I want to make clear our manifesto pledged that the absurdity in the 21st century that hereditary peers still have a major role in making the laws of our country. Let us be clear. Let me be clear to the House what that manifesto said. It said we wanted to get rid of the remaining 100 hereditary peers and we wanted to change the rules that affect the orders of the House of Lords that prevent the will of this House being carried out as on ID cards. That's what we intend to change. That's the manifesto commitment and we will carry it out. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Especially for Kate in Thornton. Hi, Kate, who's sitting listening to this in the cafe in her local hospital because she just likes the atmosphere there. That's John Prescott in the House of Commons in 2006. If you'd like to hear a speech or a talk, of course, well, then let us know and we will play it for you or for a loved one. Nothing says I love you like a speech or a slightly dull TED talk, of course. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Like.
And now we'll do work experience punditry. Right then, this is the part of the programme when we drag in one of our work experiences and we shove them in front of the microphones. We take them away from the dull drudgery of having to photocopy cups of tea and stand by the kettle and look busy or whatever it is that they do. And we put them in here in front of the microphones and give them some actual on-air work experience. We tell them it's a way into the industry, a valuable insight into how broadcasting works. And the truth of the matter is, though, that's a lie, and all it is just, well, they're free. And Haneel is back.
Hi, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for that.
No, it's all right, thank you. With more films for the weekend, I understand.
Yeah, films. Films this week. So we're going to do one that's out in the cinema, one that's coming out on DVD, yeah. And then if we have time and can be bothered, one that's going to be on television.
Fine. Where are we going to start? You're starting with the cinema, are you?
Yeah, let's do that. So this is, we're going to hear a clip now, I think, from A Cure for Wellness. Let's just listen to how it sounds, okay. Like we do with the with songs.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you ready, Mr. Lockhart? Then let us begin. Life on this planet first came from water. We spent the first 9 months of our existence submerged. Our bodies mostly liquid. This sensory deprivation chamber simulates a return to that embryonic state. Think of it as a cleansing of the mind, as much as the body. Some patients experience increased heart rate. Visions, even primal memories. Others assured it's just the toxins leaving the system. Give yourself over completely to the process, and you will see the results.
There it is.
Yeah, so...
A Cure for Wellness.
Yeah, so it's directed by Gore Verbinski, who did Pirates of the Caribbean and The Ring.
Yep.
Well, he did the first three Pirates of the Caribbean films, he directed them. It's sort of like a psychological thriller at a twisted health clinic. That's kind of the basis. You heard there Jason Isaacs, who plays Dr. Volmer, who's just the bad guy, basically.
Hello to Jason Isaacs.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening. And Dane DeHaan, who plays Lockhart, who's... It's kind of like Wolf of Wall Street goes to the Alps. That's
not good.
Like,
God, why isn't that on the poster?
Well, Dane DeHaan kind of looks a bit like a poor man's Leonardo DiCaprio, I think.
Well, he was here.
Was
he? We had him in talking about the film.
He's wonderful, isn't he?
I didn't say that to him.
Oh, dear.
He's not here now, honey.
No,
it's fine.
No, that's
he's
good,
not,
yeah.
He's not like, surprise! He's been hanging around for
right,
a couple of weeks, and here he is.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just said bad things about him.
Well, he has to live here because he's so poor.
Put an end to my radio slavery slot that you've got me doing.
That's all right. Well, that's what we could call it. Anyway, so, but what did you make of the film?
I didn't think it was very good.
Okay.
I went into
Come in, Dane! Come in now.
I went into it totally blind, because I was looking for films
to
watch.
That's a terrible way to watch it.
Did you lose your glasses?
No, I just heard bits of it, you know, and I wasn't even listening very closely. I had no idea what it was about, and I just looked at the Odeon response views, and it got as many 5-star reviews as it did 1-star reviews.
Okay.
So I thought this might be kind of interesting. It wasn't. I think I was one of the people that would have given it sort of a 1 or 2-star review.
Okay. What was wrong with it? I mean, what do you, what was, because the setup is sort of very Shutter Island-esque, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very much so, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio goes to a scary asylum.
Yeah.
That was kind of what they were going for. It was like it tried to be as mysterious and as complicated and as unnerving and as psychologically frightening as it possibly could. But because it was sort of throwing everything at the wall, nothing really stuck, and you just sort of went, oh yeah, that would be frightening, wouldn't it? But you never actually were scared by it. So it kind of tries to touch on, like, so many phobias. I'll try and give you an idea of the plot, and then I can sort of describe some of the things that happened. So it's yeah. basically this Lockhart character works for some business firm in New York, and the CEO seems to go away for 2 weeks to this place and sends back a letter that suggests that he's kind of gone mad. So he goes to the Alps to try and retrieve him, to get him back to the company. And he gets there and it's all mysterious and, you know, sort of unnerving at this place. And he starts to uncover the story of the building that was built 200 years ago because some guy tried to marry his sister because he thought it would create a pure bloodline. And then the locals burnt the place down. And then he's here and there's all these like elderly wealthy people who have come for this cure. And you don't know what they're trying to cure and you don't know what the cure is. And it's all kind of mysterious. But it's like they're having this water treatment. But the water seems to have all these eels in it. And it all starts to get very sort of complicated. And then there's this like young woman who's sort of traipsing around being all sort of mysterious. So you're getting like layers and layers of the film telling you, this is really mysterious. Look at how mysterious this is. Look at that over there. It's mysterious. And you're going, yeah, wow, this is mysterious. And it just starts getting more and more complicated. But in the end, it's just sort of, he's kind of stumbled across this incredibly complex sort of incestual fertility cult.
Is this a spoiler?
Well, how spoiler do you want to get?
That's not that's spoiler.
Not spoiler
Don't
at all.
Don't spoil it, because people get angry about it.
Oh, right. It ends...
Is he a ghost?
No. Well, okay. Who knows? Could be.
All right.
Could be. It's not. But anyway, so it's like it's throwing all of these things at you that are trying to be really complicated and really frightening. But because there's so many things, and each one of them is built up so much,
yeah.
You know, the music and the sound effects are so sort of overblown, you just never actually get sucked into the point where...
Okay.
You have a phobia of the eels or of drowning or of like people's teeth start falling out. At every point you're just sort of like, oh, okay, his teeth are falling out now, that's kind of a bit gross, but
yeah,
it doesn't actually penetrate, you know.
I see.
And it's too long.
One star,
maybe two star.
Okay.
The Empire Theatre's good though, because if you go to the Empire, they don't have any overhead like safety lights, so it's the room's completely dark, which is good.
That's a health and safety. This is the Empire in Leicester Square.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they have floor safety lights, which is good. But I just noticed that, you know, I was starting to sort of lose interest and looking around and thinking, oh, how comfy are the chairs and stuff. And the theatre's good for that, you know, because you're totally immersed. Unfortunately, I was immersed in this film, but if it was a different film, you know, that might have been a good thing.
Anil there, reviewing A Cure for Wellness. Darn, you can come in now. Now is the time. Come on. Good. Thank you.
It was
you.
All right.
All
yeah. right well, it's got 40% on Rotten Tomatoes, so I'm not alone.
Oh, you're not. No, that's fair enough. Yeah. All right. Well, stay there, Anil, because we're going to be talking DVD, I guess, and TV Movie of the Week and so on and so forth.
Yes,
We should talk about Kong Skull Island, which I know you haven't seen yet. But if you're back next week, we should do that. But
okay, I'm
as
sure
it's,
that's
as
really
it's out
good.
Today and there's lots of stuff online about it, we should perhaps talk about it a bit. Anyway,
right.
We'll do that. The big debate's coming at 3 o'clock as well. All your reactions are very welcome. And news in haikus and live music in around an hour as well if you drag a busker in off the streets. But next, more film stuff for the weekend with Anil. It's Work Experience Punditry. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended.
Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent.
Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. To find your local office, go to northwooduk.com/branch.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Leicester, Stoke and West Brom all to win. Was 7-1, now 9-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-1, more 9-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun starts. Stop.
Whether you're saving up for a new playroom for the kids or a tropical adventure to see some real cheeky monkeys, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe. Protected by the FSCS up to £85,000 should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge and backed by government. In most cases, you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected for details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco.
It's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In March, we've got a Passload IM360 CI lithium ion framing nailer for an amazing £349.99 ex-vac with free next day delivery when you buy online. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M1 through Northamptonshire, a lane closed due to a breakdown between 15 at Northampton and 15A for Northampton services and Toaster. The inside lane of the three is closed. To Corby, the A43 Northamptonshire, still blocked both ways due to an accident near to the Weldon bypass. And finally to Forney in Cambridgeshire, at the Forney bypass itself on the eastbound side, the A47, that's completely closed. Accident involving two lorries between Station Road and the Wisbeach Road junction. I'm Stephen Beach.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay.
Amy, come and help me clear some stuff out of Dave's garage. He goes through all these phases. He collected so many albums before we got married.
Vinyl records.
Then he started doing DIY for about a month.
Power tools.
Next, he wanted something to play at weekends.
Golf clubs.
And I don't know what got into him when he started wearing these.
Wrestling tights. With millions of buyers ready and waiting, there's no better place for you to sell than eBay, the ultimate clear out the garage shop.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just before we continue talking to Haneel about the films for the weekend, of course, we should be bringing you the latest news, which, of course, we can do right here and right now. A lot of happening in the news today. I've just got the newspapers here. Let's look at some of the headlines. 4 in 5 hospitals are no longer safe. That's on the front of the Daily Mirror. Attacks on inheritance there, according to the Daily Express, of course. The plague of fly tipping there on the front of the Daily Mail. The irony there, given that they dump their crap onto the newspaper shelves every single morning. Taxpayers are funding a Brussels private army. The Danny Dyer something Guardian to do with diversity on the front, obviously. The news is very complicated, isn't it?
What?
The news is quite complicated.
Yeah, I can't get my head around
it. Neither can I, Cornelius, and neither can anyone else, and that's why we're here to help, because what we do is we take the news each day, and what we do is we dribble it down. It's like when you've got mineral water, you know, and you read on the side of the mineral water and it says over centuries how it's dribbled down through volcanic rock to fill it full of minerals and goodness. Mm. It's like that. We dribble the news down over an afternoon and we dribble it through Japanese poetry and we end up with 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Zero hour contracts at all time high. I should know because I'm on one.
Not even lying. The news in haiku. So we are talking films for the weekend with work experience Haneel, who thinks he's getting a leg up in the industry because that's what we told him by coming on here and reviewing newspapers films for us as part of work experience punditry. The truth is, like all of them, we don't have to pay him. Talk about a 0 hours contract, this is even worse.
So, well, I wouldn't give for a 0 hours contract.
I know, you see, I know. Where is the... It's in the papers today about people on 0 hours contracts, like Cornelius and everyone else who works here, but...
Lucky.
Lucky, aren't they?
That's what they are, yeah.
I know, look at that. Hey, where's the article about you?
Oh, God, I know.
I know.
Miserable, isn't it?
Let's change all that by, you know, giving you the opportunity to review a film.
Yeah, well, I've tried to sort of tread on Dane DeHaan as much as I can in a hope to sort of boost my own profile and career. But now I'm going to compliment the film Jackie, which is set in the days following the JFK assassination. It's directed by Pablo Larraín, or Larraín, I'm not quite sure, not being Chilean.
I'm very familiar with his sister, Keith.
That's very good.
Thank you.
It's not that good, though. The credit.
I'm trying to boost my...
Look what he's doing. The work experience is sucking up to me, okay? Yeah. And that's what they have to do, so leave it. Right, carry on.
Yeah, it's got Natalie Portman in it. Let's have a listen and then we can then.
Okay, Jackie. You're right. It's got Natalie Portman in it. Here's a clip.
It does.
How dare you? They murdered him inside the jail. These people can get to anyone. How dare you keep that from me? You have no right.
I did not.
The children. I took them out the front door. This is all insanity. You and your brother. All these years. All your goddamn secrets. Caroline and John. All I have left, and I put them in danger because of you.
I would never put you at risk.
You can't know that. You think you all control everything. That you have the world on puppet strings. And you're ridiculous. And I let myself believe it. Oh, this parade, who's it really for Jack? One more campaign stop along the way to the grave? Lyndon's people are right. It's not worth it. It's not worth risking people's lives. You tell them we're calling it off. We're motorcade to the cathedral, the back way. And then we'll bury him and we put an end to all this. I don't give a damn anymore. I don't.
I would never put you and the children
in danger.
I know
you think I'm some silly little debutante.
Listen to me.
You don't protect me anymore.
I would never put you and the children in danger.
You don't know anything.
Yeah. She's been rightly acclaimed for this, hasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, when the film started, I feel like her voice and her delivery is kind of the first thing you notice, and it sounds really sort of awkward, and you know, it kind of really sounds like it's kind of stuck in her mouth and stuff. I listened to some actual footage of Jackie Kennedy speaking after watching the film, and she's absolutely nailed it. I mean, that's just how Jackie Kennedy sounds.
Yeah.
A lot of the film, it's kind of, the whole thing is presented... with Natalie Portman as Jackie giving this interview about a week after the assassination with this reporter, and they have this quite combative to and fro that's sort of, you know, the kind of backdrop to the film, and it's sort of her recounting and telling the events of like the day and perhaps the 2 days afterwards with the funeral and everything to this reporter, and part of that is showing footage of this CBS documentary where people got access to the White House, and it's her showing people around the White House. And they've sort of recreated that documentary in the film. If you look back at the actual documentary, it's like scene for scene, they've absolutely nailed the recreation of it, which is really amazing. You had Peter Sarsgaard there as Robert Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
That scene's sort of a bit misleading in terms of like the context of the rest of the film. That's the one moment where Jackie and RFK sort of like butt heads, and they're sort of talking about trying, you know, how they should arrange the funeral for Kennedy. There's kind of a story in the middle of the film where you get the idea that this whole situation is just a family trying to deal with a tragedy. You know, this woman has lost her husband, the children now have lost their father, there's a brother who's lost his brother, and sort of in amongst the whole Camelot thing, which is like a big part of the film, and the whole presidency and the world of the eyes of the world watching, you get this idea that actually it's just a family who have sort of lost kind of a really important...
It's just about human nature, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Another big part is like you get this idea that Jackie is completely isolated and alone, not only like after the assassination, but in her life generally. She's Mrs. John F. Kennedy. Everything that she has is connected to Kennedy being the president, and she's sort of obsessed with this idea of legacy. On the one hand, Kennedy's legacy in terms of making sure that although he didn't get to achieve everything he wanted to, that they make sure that, you know, people respect him in the future and he doesn't get forgotten. There's a scene where she asks one of the sort of White House drivers if she knows who McKinley and Garfield are, and they don't know who these people were, and they were presidents who got assassinated before the end of their term, and they've been forgotten, and she doesn't want that. On the other hand, she's worried about her own legacy in terms of her life, because she keeps talking about Lincoln's widow who had to sell all of her possessions just to have enough money to live, because she just sort of get lost, you know, sort of left by the wayside. So that's really interesting. In terms of the kind of tone of the film, it reminded me a lot of the Paul Thomas Anderson films like The Master and There Will Be Blood. It's got that sort of, it's really not plot driven, it's all about Jackie and her kind of you know, how she's sort of taking on board everything that's happening. Natalie Portman's in every single scene. I can't think of one scene that she's not in.
Did it win an Oscar? Did it get an Oscar?
It was
nominated for something, wasn't it?
I've got Academy Awards. It was nominated for Best Actress, nominated for Costume Design, and nominated for the music, which is by Mika Levy, who again sounds a bit like Johnny Greenwood's music for the Paul Thomas Anderson films, and who did the music for Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
And it won the BAFTA for Costume Design. I'm not sure if it won.
No,
I think it might have won an Oscar. Well, anyway, certainly was nominated. Yeah.
Well, either way, Warren Beatty would have read it out incorrectly. So,
yeah,
it may have done, but we just wouldn't.
It doesn't know. We won't know for a few weeks now, I imagine. Yeah, so that was really good. It's got 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's grossed $22.4 million at the box office.
Yep.
And yeah, Portman has been praised in particular, which is quite right. So I think that's a really good film. And if you like Paul Thomas Anderson's films, I mean, Pablo Larraine has not done anything like this before. He was nominated for a Best Foreign Language Film Oscar in 2012 with No, a film of his. But all his other films are like in Chilean.
Okay.
So this is the first thing he's done like this. And it's, you know, he's done it brilliantly.
All right. So Jackie, Natalie Portman, where are we going? We've got a couple of minutes left, so...
Oh, yeah. On television this week, we've got This Is 40. I have, you know, very cleverly neglected to write down when this is on. But I think, off the top of my head, I think it's on 11:15 p.m. on Film 4 on, like, Tuesday or something like that.
Yeah.
You can look it up now.
Yeah.
I don't need to know and tell you when it is. But This Is 40, 2012 follow-up to Knocked Up by Judd Apatow, who directed 40-Year-Old Virgin, Knocked Up, and produced Superbad. Paul Rudd's in it, Leslie Mann, Jason Segel, Megan Fox, Chris O'Dowd, and Charlene Yee. It's about a midlife crisis, an unexpected pregnancy, and a struggling, failing marriage. Some funny side stories where Jason Segel and Chris O'Dowd are trying to chat up Megan Fox. Leslie Mann is trying to find out who has stolen money off her. And Paul Rudd, who owns a failing record label, signs Graham Parker and The Rumour. And it's actually Graham Parker, but no one's heard of him, and the whole thing fails.
Where does it stand in the pantheon of Apatow's, you know, this is all of those ones?
I think it's, if you really enjoyed Knocked Up, and you're at a bit of a loss of an evening, and you just kind of want something to watch, This Is 40 is sort of perfect that. I don't think it's one of his best ones, but it's, you know, a lot of the characters from Knocked Up, you know, the Leslie Mann character and Paul Rudd, that's the sister and husband of the main woman who becomes pregnant in the film Knocked Up.
Oh, right, okay.
And the children are in it as well. Jason Segel is one of the housemates of Seth Rogen from Knocked Up, so he's in it as well. So it really is, you know, a sequel.
It's classic Apatow sort of ensemble.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and Leslie Mann is his wife, and the children of Paul Rudd and Leslie Mann in the film are Apatow's and Mann's children.
I'm totally confused, so shut up. Right, yes. Thank you, Haneel, very much indeed for coming in. So
cheers.
You've got to give across all three of those films that we talked about, because I know one's going to bring it down, one's going to take it right up, so it's in the middle somewhere, I'm guessing, as you average out a star rating.
Roughly in the middle, yeah, I'd say about 5.0, sort of somewhere in the middle kind of territory, something like that, yeah.
What? Fine. All right, Neil, thank you. Indeed, Neil there, Work Experience Punditry. In the next bit of the programme, well, the big debate, of course, will be here after 3 o'clock. All your reactions. A man will be in a lift. Hello, Con.
Hi.
He's got all the texts and the tweets from the haters, and instead of throwing them away or reporting them to the authorities, as we should do, what we do is we give them to Con, and he reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending, and there's live music for you in the last half an hour of the programme, because that's what we do on a Friday with our busker sessions. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Do you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday, every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Bake, drizzle, sprinkle and enjoy with the help of Bake Off's Nadia Hussein and top cook Donna Hay in the Times this weekend. In our glossy food guide, our experts reveal the easiest and most delicious dessert recipes, plus their very own favourite treats. Pick up your copy of the Times this Saturday.
eBay has every kind of part to help your car pass its MOT.
Son, come and have a look at the car. There's a few things I've fixed ahead of its MOT. I've topped up the washer bottle.
Screen wash.
I've replaced the wipers.
Windscreen wipers.
I've sorted the indicators.
Light bulbs.
And press that.
Horns.
Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of parts and accessories to help you get your car MOT ready. The ultimate pass your MOT first time shop.
This WeBuyAnyCar.com advert comes with a 5-star rating. 5 stars? I'm happy with that. No, it's not down to my captivating personality and witty presenting style. WeBuyAnyCar.com has a very nice 5-star review on Trustpilot. Thanks, guys. You're too kind. Stop it. If you're happy with that, sell your car the 5-star way. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Leicester, Stoke and West Brom all to win was 7-1, now 9-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-1, more 9-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies. 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, just after 3 o'clock. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, pilot errors cause Shoreham air crash. PM says no economic case for breaking up the UK. And Uber loses case to stop strict London rules.
Talk Radio.
An investigation has found pilot error was to blame for the Shoreham Airshow crash, which killed 11 people. The vintage jet plummeted to the ground in August 2015. The report found it was flying too low when it hit vehicles on the A27. Tony Cable, a former air accident investigator, says it was a desperately tragic accident.
The accidents at airshows are not that uncommon, really, particularly with low-level aerobatics. But having said that, harming people on the ground is really quite rare. The last mass casualties was 1952, I believe, at Farnborough Airshow, and that was an aircraft breaking up because of a design problem.
The Prime Minister's accused the SNP of focusing on its own interests and playing politics as if it were a game over the UK's exit from the EU. Theresa May's told the Scottish Conservatives conference in Glasgow that Nicola Sturgeon's party twisted truth. Mrs May says the people of Scotland deserve a First Minister who's focused on their priorities.
Instead, they have an SNP government obsessed with its own priority of independence, using the mechanisms of devolved government to further its political aims. The SNP have been allowed to get away with it for too long.
It's claimed a collapsed wall that's closed rail lines into Liverpool's main station could have been a major disaster. The RMT union says a rush hour train was seconds away from crashing into the rubble, which had fallen onto the tracks near Lime Street station on Tuesday. The Culture Secretary Karen Bradley says she has concerns over Fox's bid for Sky, but she's not yet decided whether to intervene. EU competitions regulator says it's been formally approached over the deal. And Uber's lost a court case over new English language tests for private hire firms. The taxi app's drivers will need to prove their reading and writing skills to operate in London.
Sorry, I was looking at something else. Have you...
Have I what?
Done the news?
Yeah.
Oh. Earlier, you said that... You got told that your news bulletins were too sexy. What happened there?
So it was one of the Talk Sport men.
One of the Talk Sport men.
Yeah. So when
is that, like the Birmingham Six?
Almost, right. Except less.
Fewer.
Well, let's not go there.
Okay.
So I sometimes on the weekends I do Talk Sport bulletins.
Yes.
And one of the men, one of the guys who works there, said to me that my bulletin sounded a bit sexy.
Right.
And I was like, what? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, so you do sexy bulletins on Talk Sport?
They're just normal news and sport bulletins. But he thinks they're sexy.
Right.
And then this was after some drinks, so maybe I should ask him today in the cold light of day in the
office.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, I think we're
all
interested.
Okay, I'll ask him now.
Okay, have you got the weather?
Yeah.
Okay, do the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Heavy rain spreading north, brighter across Scotland with fewer showers, highs of 11 degrees.
Sorry, I had to pop out. Have you done the weather?
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria. Victoria there with the weather. So, that was... Victoria. Now here's Ben. Ben was ill, but Ben's better. He's back. He's back, 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 back. And he's got his pre-recorded sport live from a Kanye West concert that's been invaded by Angry Cats.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We'll start with boxing and the weigh-in between heavyweights David Hay and Tony Bellew passed without incident ahead of their clash at London's O2 Arena tomorrow. Hay's 16 stone 9 ounces, significantly heavier than Bellew, who's only 15 stone 3. West Brom boss Tony Pulis says Gareth McCauley is close to agreeing a new contract. The 37-year-old Northern Ireland international has been one of the side's big performers in the Premier League this season. The Baggies match with Crystal Palace is live and in full over on TalkSport 2 tomorrow. On to tonight's action, Leeds can further strengthen their position in the Sky Bet Championship playoff places. They've moved to within a point of third place Huddersfield by winning away at Birmingham. Finally, rugby. Billy Vanipola's hopes of playing a part for England in the Six Nations have been given a boost. He's been named in the Saracens side for their Premiership game against Newcastle on Sunday in what will be his first appearance since injuring his knee in November. Champions England play Scotland at Twickenham a week tomorrow in their penultimate match of the competition. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And there we have it. That is your... That's your sport. There is sport right there. Live from where Kanye West is performing in front of a bunch of angry cats. You are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And just time to take some of your reactions that have been coming in from Cornelius. Who's got some of your reactions, Cornelius?
Lots coming in, John.
Don't fall over, mate.
John, yes. All they do at Inrix is read off the bloody screen. That's coming from Matt, the producer. Right. Someone's just texted, bloody wheelie beans. And John, the other day I overheard someone discussing in which order he'd do the Saturdays in. I think that's so arrogant to just presume that you can disregard our conventional calendar system.
Thank you very much indeed. If you've got a reaction, then react it in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Any word you like. It's time for the big debate. So as Rod Stewart then seemingly joins ISIS. He's apologised, hasn't he, after he was filmed appearing to stage a mock beheading in the desert. Presumably, he was shooting a video for his Rod Stewart song. Which we don't...
First cut is the deepest. Baby, I know the first cut is the deepest.
Yep, totally smooth. What next, though? Yesterday came the news that Richard Whiteley, from out of off of Countdown, worked for MI5. And now we get the revelation that Rod Stewart is in ISIS. Makes you wonder what's going to happen next. News that Chris de Burgh is the mastermind behind 9/11. Sir Cliff Richard suspected... Oh, no, that's a bad example. Honestly, being angry about Rod Stewart arsing around in the sand with his mates, I mean, that's all he seems to have been doing. But if that's what makes you cross, just grow up, you stupid, complaining culture hive of fragility. I mean, I would say wind your neck in, but you probably say, oh, I can't, Rod Stewart, cut it off if I do that. Now, on the line is a caller. There's a caller on the line. I think it's the Reverend Lionel Cracking. Good afternoon, Reverend Cracking.
Crapping.
Yeah, sorry?
It's Crapping with a P.
Sorry, my apologies.
Most people do.
Yeah. Good. Mm. Well, look, you've called Tour Radio, of course. Now, you, I understand this. You are calling, this is controversial, but you're calling for more beheadings in general. Is that because you say if we bring an end to NECs, we can at last, and let me make sure I'm getting this quite right, we can at last be free from the tyranny of collars. That's something you're calling for, the banning of collars. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon.
And good afternoon, Cass.
Not in.
And good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon to whoever that weird bloke was who put me through, who I've not spoken to before. And
yes.
Who, I don't know who he is. But good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Now, I know that as a vicar, I'm going to sound like the turkey who voted for UKIP. But I am very much against scholars, John.
Yeah.
Because they are divisive. So I actually don't wear my dog collar very often, unless I'm headed into London to Clapham. But I think that it puts up a barrier. A collar is a barrier. And it's a way of dividing the population. We talk about white-collar workers, don't we? And blue-collar workers, and dog-collar workers. That's more in Vauxhall than Clapham. And I think we should get rid of them because, unlike some of us, John, I don't see collar.
Right. Stay on the line for me. It's interesting that you are a vicar one. It's interesting that because I want to bring in Peter now, who isn't. Hello, Peter. Stop talking. Stop talking now.
Bye-bye.
Peter's on the other line. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon. First of all, I'd like to say, good afternoon to you, John.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to your listeners. Good afternoon to the Reverend.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. I know that you said Cass wasn't in, so
right.
You pass on a good afternoon. Pass that on to her.
Good afternoon.
When you say, good afternoon, Con.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, the listeners.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to everyone who's listening. Look, callers, I've heard what the Reverend has to say. Yeah. I respect that, and I've read a lot of what the Reverend has to say on these things. But the point is, there is a certain standing with a gentleman who wears a collar.
Yeah.
The derivation collar comes from 1300. The shirt, originally it came with a ruffle in Shakespeare's day. And now we have a collar. It's smart, it does the job, it's just a ticket, and I say keep them.
Well, interesting. The Reverend is, you're a vicar reverend. And you talked about dog collars, of course. Now, this is from when, Peter brought the history up, but the history of dog collars, of course, is from when dogs were trained as the clergy, weren't they? Initially,
that's
before
right,
humans were vicars. And the reason that stopped, that's just, you know this, is that they used to drink from the font and hump the choir boy's legs, of course, something which very much human vicars carried on later. But I wonder if when dogs stop becoming vicars, why we just didn't get rid of the dog collar then and have human collars?
No, I completely agree, John, and I think that, you know, there's no point us sort of getting on some high horse, you know, or standing at some pulpit and telling people what they should do. We shouldn't do that either.
Yes.
And we
Good afternoon, Reverend. What I would say about it, you say you don't want to be prescriptive and you say you don't want to tell people what to do. That is exactly what you are doing. I put it to you, you don't want to see collars, you don't want to be see shirts, you want to see bare bottoms in your congregation.
That's a question, isn't it? Do you want to see bare bottoms, Reverend Lionel Crapping?
Of course he does.
Why not?
Good afternoon,
why
by the way.
Not?
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, John, and good afternoon, Cornelius.
Good afternoon, Cornelius.
I can't get enough naked bare bottoms on my pews.
Yes. So just be honest about it, Reverend. You don't want collars.
There's no point in talking over each other. We can't hear. Let one at a time, please. Peter, good afternoon, Peter.
Big rosy bottoms, that's what you want. Big rosy bottoms in your church. Big rosy ones.
They're God's bottoms.
Yes, they are God's bottoms.
God will do as he pleases with them. Listen, if God is everywhere, God is in those bottoms.
Well, I agree, and I like a big, jolly big rosy.
I think
bottom.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to come in here because I think what you're doing is buttock shaming, and that is not acceptable.
And I apologise if
you want to go to your safe space. This is a trigger warning. We have a vicar and a man talking about rosy bottoms at the moment.
Sorry,
it's all right. Just we have to put a trigger warning out there. But you are buttock shaming, aren't you?
Some issue is not to be sniffed at. What I'm saying to you is, you take the Beatles, for example.
Yes.
wonderful, lovable, mop-top, scouser types, not, you know, perfectly lovable chaps, rock and rollers, and they wore a lovely collar, button-down collar. Yeah. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with it?
Well, now...
I think the whole language is one of violence. We talk about collaring someone, don't we?
Yes.
Collared greens. Is it cabbages that have been beaten up in the back of a police van?
Well, the police... Let me come in here. The police, of course, when you got arrested, they felt your collar, used to be what they used to say. But that didn't work, because criminals...
I'm sorry, they felt your collar.
Yes, they did. And the criminals then just stopped wearing shirts like that. Yes. And then they couldn't be arrested anymore. And where do we get cholera from? Collars, of course, wasn't it? It was when the police were feeling the collars of the criminals and it would pass the cholera on.
What was it?
That's where you'd get cholera.
Come. No.
Good afternoon, Peter, by the way.
Good afternoon. Come. It's nothing to do with that.
Come, bottoms.
It's nothing.
Reverend, one question, are you a collar denier? It's a simple question, are you a collar denier?
Yes? I'm saying that we need to see more evidence of these collars by stripping everyone down.
Yes,
and
take the clothes off.
Looking at their majestic bosoms.
I think you're agreeing. What's happening? You've ended up agreeing with each other.
Yes.
Well, isn't that a lovely... And, John, isn't that a wonderful thing, you see? And that's because we're on the radio and you can't see our collars. Or anything else
we're
doing.
Well, good afternoon. Well, look,
you brought us together.
We've won time there. Yes. We're out of it. It's a very interesting debate, though. I mean, do we need collars, really, in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got weather vanes and...
Shut up their bottoms.
Can't get enough, really. Why not?
Hello?
Could you... good afternoon, by the way.
John,
good afternoon.
Why don't you come to the vicarage? A bottle of wine.
Could we?
Perhaps Ella Fitzgerald.
Just sum up the debate for us in one word, please, Peter.
Me?
Yes?
Ringo Starr.
And Reverend Crapping.
Felt
your collars, which the police used to do. Listen, thank you very much indeed. Have you got an opinion on collars? Do we need them? We have them on shirts, of course, but do we just get rid of them? Why would we want them in 2017? Let us know what you think, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that's the big debate on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Leicester, Stoke and West Brom all to win. Was 7-1, now 9-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 7-1, more 9-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies, 18+, gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
Did you know premium bonds have been around for 60 years? I recently won £100 in the monthly prize draw. I was off to the bank to deposit my prize warrant when my granddad came over. You know you can do all that online nowadays, he chuckled. And he was right. I now manage my premium bonds online. And I've chosen to have my winnings paid straight into my bank account. It's so much faster. You can too by visiting nsandi.com. Premium bonds, making people smile for 60 years.
Selling is just as easy as buying on eBay. List your items for free and only pay when you sell. So there's never been a better time to get on eBay. Private sellers only, conditions and exclusions apply.
At Jet2 Holidays, we want to help you get this summer sorted.
With just a £60 deposit, you can book your next family holiday right now. Don't miss out on free child places and amazing family rooms too. So if you want to enjoy great destinations, 2 to 5-star hotels and great value for money, book now with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Northbound A1 through Skelbrook in West Yorkshire. That's still queuing following an accident involving two vehicles around the A639. All lanes are open, but delays remain back towards the A1M. Northbound side of the M1 in Northamptonshire, a lane closed for a breakdown between 15 for the A45 and 15A for Northampton services. Again, the inside lane closed there. And the southbound side of the M3 in Surrey, that's still slow following a breakdown between 3 at Lightwater and 4 for Camberley. All lanes open again there, but delays remain. I'm Stephen Beach.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on consumer intelligence data December 2016.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a lot of reactions coming in for today's big debate, of course. It's 20 past three, by the way. Live music on the way in the next half an hour of the programme, because that's what we do on a Friday. But, yeah, that's right. Do we need collars? Well, it's 2017, for heaven's sake, post-Brexit Britain. You know, these days we've got weather vanes and stalking. Why do we need collars? Well, a lot of reactions are coming in. The Reverend Lionel Crapping there on the phone, and Peter ended up agreeing over this, which is kind of rare in a debate, but it was interesting that they did. Cornelius, what have we got coming
lots
in?
Lots of dogs getting in touch, John. Yeah. This from Batsu says...
yep.
And this from Buster, who says... yeah. And this is from Clifford, who says, I am big and red.
Yeah, thank you. Anything else?
Yes. John, I'm a police officer and a dog. And he says...
Thank you, indeed. This is interesting. We didn't get around to this in the debate, actually, but it's very interesting. A lot of people pointing out the trials that they're doing in Sweden at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, about this. Now, of course, Sweden moved... because they were so keen on collars in Sweden, what they decided to do as an experiment was move Sweden... to Colorado by lifting it out of the earth and just moving it across to the American state of Colorado. Now, that's good for many reasons. One, Donald Trump can keep his eye on the immigrants. And secondly, it's just left a gap where Sweden was, which indeed now can just be filled with immigrants, should it need to be. Mm. But a lot of people are talking about that. Certainly online this afternoon, that's trending. The statistics, this is interesting, statistics from the World Collar Temperature Patrol have said that, or the indication is that collars are getting warmer, and have been for the last couple of years. So that's worth keeping an eye on. Of course. Anyway, it's all very interesting, isn't it? What do you think about collars? 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Now we'll take a some speech. Cornelius, you have to go to the lift. Because very shortly indeed, Cornelius will be in a lift reading out the texts and the tweets from the haters as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's this week's edition of Condescending. It's also Some Request Friday, of course, whereby we bring you your requests and dedications for loved ones. We can't play music like they can on Radio 2. If you request something, all we can do is bring you speeches and talks. It's a licensed thing to do with a speech radio station. Anyway, here's one here. Hi, afternoon show. It's only 298 days till Boxing Day. I'm so excited as this year for Boxing Day, I'm going to eat a whole field of grass. I would love it if you could play me Rihanna's full speech at Harvard when she accepted her humanitarian award as today. I'm pretending it's my birthday in a TGI Fridays in order to get free cake that they give to people who don't bring their own cake. Many thanks. That's from Pete in Townsend. Thank you very much. And if you've got a 1-87-222...
Sorry, message with talk.
That's a radio on Twitter.
Sorry, message with anybody you like.
That's right. And here for you, especially Pete in Townsend, this is Rihanna's speech at Harvard where she accepts her humanitarian award.
So I made it to Harvard. Never thought I'd be able to say that in my life, but it feels good. Thank you, Dr. Counter. Thank you to the Harvard Foundation. And thank you, Harvard University, for this great honor. Thank you. I'm incredibly humbled by this, to be acknowledged at this magnitude for something that, in truth, I've never wanted credit for. When I was 5 or 6 years old, I remember watching TV and I would see these commercials and I was watching other children suffer in other parts of the world. And, you know, the commercials where, you know, you could give 25 cents and save a child's life, and, you know. And I would think to myself, like, I wonder how many 25 cents I could save up to save all the kids in Africa. And I would say to myself, you know, like, when I grow up and I can get rich and I'm gonna save kids all over the world. I just didn't know I would be in the position to do that by the time I was a teenager.
Oh, that's for Pete. Pete's in Townsend, and he is in a TGI Friday pretending it's his birthday in order to get the free cake that they give to people. Wanted to hear Rihanna's full speech at Harvard, accepting a humanitarian award. Obviously, you haven't got time for the full speech, but there's a little flavour of it to go with the flavour of your stolen cake there.
It's nearly my birthday, too.
I don't care. Right, it's time to put a man in a lift, and why? Because the hater's gonna hate!
On Sunday.
Don't care. Okay, this is what happens on a Friday. You know the haters that there are, the haters with a Z? Well, they're out there, aren't they? Sending in their messages of abuse, they're trolling and so on and so forth, and they put it on the social media and they send it to us directly. And interestingly, we do not ignore it. What we do is we embrace it and we take it. We don't report it, we don't block it, we don't delete it, no. We give it all to Cornelius, who takes all the hate to the lift, where he reads it all out loud as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending, and he should be able to hear me now. Cornelius, can you hear me live from the lift? Are you in the lift?
Yes. Hello, John. Of course I'm here, you tiny little goon. I'm just getting into the lift now. I've, of course, changed the radio away from Virgin Radio to this.
You're bribing the mayor, and he'd be like, what would you say to my friend?
What's that?
That's a clip of James Acaster doing stand-up on a show on a station called Union Jack. I have no idea what the hell it is, but I wonder if they have any jobs going. Let's begin. This came in on test. If God had an extra commandment, it would be thou shalt not listen to the god-awful John Holmes show on Talk Radio. I don't think God would use the term god-awful. He would just say me awful. Yes. This is from Thomas, who said, I'm disappointed in this show as much as my dad was when I told him I wanted to go into the creative arts industry. Yes, I had that. John, your show is about as much fun as the drink aware bit on beer adverts. This from Michael, who says, hey John, Johnny Vaughan called, he wants his voice back.
Yeah, very good.
Listening to talk radio at the moment, it's all snowflake fake news rubbish. Back to LBC I go, says some racist. John, you should be fired. Out of a cannon into a pile of mouse traps, says Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
This one's from Jenny, says, knock, knock, who's there? John Holmes. John Holmes who? Yeah, I've never heard of him either. John Holmes being on the radio in the afternoons is the reason the Spanish take a fiesta.
A fiesta.
That's coming from Jorge.
A fiesta.
And finally, this. What's the point of Cornelius? I mean, I get having another person in the studio because John isn't strong enough on his own, but why the hell would they pick someone who clearly isn't a broadcaster, says Kate. Thanks very much for that, Kate. Back to you in the studio, John, you tiny little goon.
Thank you, Cornelius. At least I can say the word siesta without getting it wrong. Good afternoon to you. If you're a hater, now is your time because the hater's gonna hate. So if you haters hate the show, hate me personally, get in touch. And you could hear your abuse being read out live from the lift next week in Condescending. Here's how you get your hate to us. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with some sort of hate.
That's right. Or you can hate me personally at JohnHolmes1 on Twitter as well. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme, we bring you live music as we drag a busker in off the streets, quite literally, to perform for us. In front of a microphone, thereby losing them a good deal of money. It's the Busker Sessions. It happens on a Friday on Tour Radio in the afternoon. It's going to be the news next.
Talk Radio.
And it's with Victoria. Here she is.
Thanks, John. Investigators say a series of pilot errors are to blame for the Shoreham Airshow disaster. 11 people died when a vintage aircraft crashed into the A27 in West Sussex in August 2015. The UK's aviation regulator says it will now act on fresh recommendations as a priority. Crispin Orr is from the Air Accidents Investigation Branch.
One of the main findings of our report and recommendation stems from the necessity for pilots to provide to airshow organisers before an event their intentions in terms of what manoeuvres they intend to fly, so that the organisers can then consider and assess the risks associated with that.
Theresa May has accused Nicola Sturgeon of twisting the truth to further her obsession of independence. In a speech at the Scottish Conservative Conference, the Prime Minister told the First Minister to stop playing politics with Brexit and attack the SNP's record on education. A man has been arrested on suspicion of murder following the discovery of an elderly woman's body in northwest London. Leah Adri Sajoko, who was 80, was found dead at the allotment where she was secretary on Tuesday. Voters in Northern Ireland have turned out in their highest numbers in two decades, but it's not clear if the balance of power will shift in the Assembly. Surveys ahead of the election suggested the DUP would lose votes but remain the largest party. The Culture Secretary says she has concerns there may be public interest considerations about 21st Century Fox's planned takeover of Sky. The European Commission's formally been notified of the bid. Karen Bradley now has 10 days to decide whether to refer it to Ofcom. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge will make official visits to Germany and Poland this summer. They're already planning a two-day trip to Paris later this month. The weather: rain for many places overnight with some snow in Scotland, lows of 5 degrees. Tomorrow, outbreaks of persistent rain continuing across Scotland, dry elsewhere with some showers, which will be mainly in the west, highs of 11.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Excited, Victoria?
Yes.
Why?
Some going away for a couple of weeks.
On holiday tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What time do you finish here? 7?
Yeah.
Not long to go.
I know.
Yeah.
Feels like a long time.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Victoria's going on holiday, everybody.
It's true.
I would say well-deserved, but...
Excuse me?
Nothing. Right, in the next bit of the programme, there will be live music as a busker is in and will be playing... What?
Are we doing vegetable news?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
We'll be playing live... Let me finish. We'll be playing live for us as we drag a busker off the streets and put them here. But before that...
I thought you'd forgotten.
No. Yep. There's... Bonus news, because Victoria's bulletins are a bit shorter than they used to be, so she has to make the time up, of course. Animal news, vegetable news, and mineral news. Today, it's the turn of vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
It's very poor.
I like that a lot. Why are you calling it poor?
I think.
That's better than the mineral one.
That is my favourite, I think, across the board.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Anyway, Aberdeen City Council officials are warning that the amount of fruit and vegetables served in school meals might have to be cut if budgets aren't increased. They say the price rises are putting increasing pressure on catering.
Right. Well, aren't vegetables cheap, though?
Yeah, but...
So they'd save money by cutting out, I don't know, other things. Custard.
Well, I don't know.
Could you not get an interview?
Didn't bother trying.
Was Kate busy?
Kate?
Yeah, you said Kate Erring. Was
catering,
she busy?
Catering, catering. Pressure on catering.
Oh. No, it makes sense.
Mm. Aunt Bessie's is launching frozen vegetable chips into Tesco and Waitrose this month in response to the ongoing consumer trend for carb alternatives. So they can be made from parsnips, carrots and sweet potatoes. Now count as a portion of your five a day.
What does?
They're vegetable chips. So instead of having frozen potato chips, now you can get...
chips.
Chips, but from other
vegetables.
Yeah.
Whose nips?
Bessie's.
Oh. A bag of Bessie's nips, everybody.
Yes. And this leads me nicely onto my last story.
Oh, my God.
And spinach has been revealed as the vegetable to get your breast milk flowing. Romper.com says...
I eat loads of spinach and it hasn't worked.
I know, look at the mess in here.
Romper.com says low milk production can be the result of low levels of iron and eating the veg will help.
What about Guinness? There's lots of iron in Guinness.
That's probably not a healthy way of doing it, though.
What?
And also, you can't drink loads of Guinness and then breastfeed because that will be
Guinness
passed
comes
through.
Out.
Guinness comes out.
Guinness comes out.
But not in a pure form.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird.
You have to let it settle halfway through.
It's a weird side effect of Guinness. No other drink does it, but if somebody breastfeeding drinks Guinness, Guinness just stays Guinness, and it just Guinness just comes out of the breast while feeding. Tell you what, when you go home, give your mum a pint of Guinness, right? Because you still breastfeed, because you're very young.
I don't even
young.
Live with my mum anymore.
When you visit
your
mum.
That's not the one problem I have with this.
Sounds like it is.
But you know, give it a try,
idiot.
It's like you're absolutely right, Victoria. A baby wouldn't want the tang of Guinness.
Mm.
It's like if many a curry, apparently. So,
I thought that was pineapple.
Okay.
That yeah.
Wow. Another insight there into Victoria.
Every day
this week that's happened.
Yeah.
So there's listeners out there building up a real picture of you. Victoria Bourne.
I didn't mean it in that way.
No.
I was just thinking about the Kardashians should I not talk about this? They drank lots of pineapple to see who had the sweetest scent.
Always brings a show down, doesn't she?
I'm sorry, John.
Victoria there with the bonus news. But that is 2 weeks off bonus news now.
I know, yeah. You're
going to have to catch up with a hell of a lot when you get back.
Yeah.
We might have to provide a whole show to it.
Good Lord. Literally nobody wants
one for each hour.
By the way, I haven't tweeted any pictures of vegetables, but my Twitter page is Victoria_Bourne, Bourne.
I think you'll have plenty of people tweeting you after what you've said in
this past week. I think we should do a little montage of everything Victoria said for the podcast. So that'll get more... So if you've missed everything Victoria said about her personal life this week, which I think has been quite insightful, why not download our podcast, which is available today, later, at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes. Yeah. Extra bonus material. There. Good. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you, of course, live music. We've dragged a busker in from the street. She will busk. She will be here. We will talk to her. She will play music. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
you dream of being part of a more exciting fleet?
Where to, mate?
Spending your spare time with an interesting new crew. If you've got ambitions that go beyond the everyday, listen to the Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio and learn more about serving in the Royal Navy Reserve. Develop new skills, expand your horizons, and experience challenges and opportunities you won't find in your day job. The Paul Russ Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. Don't do the everyday every day. Search Royal Navy Reserve.
Tonight on ITV.
LAPD, put your hands in the air!
In the LA Police Department, teamwork is everything.
All right, let's go, let's go, let's go!
And this team works. Just about.
I can't believe you shot me!
I can't believe it took me so long.
LA's most unlikely crime-fighting duo, Riggs and Murtaugh, are here.
Hello, bad guys. I brought some gifts.
In a brand new series based on the classic movies, Lethal Weapon. Have a blast tonight at 9 on ITV.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
1 million is a gargantuan amount, isn't it? If 1 million people stood on each other's shoulders, they'd reach all the way to space. It'd be a bit cold at the top, though. So if I told you over 1 million people have chosen to sell their cars with WeBuyAnyCar.com, you might think, wow, I'm going to give that a go. Gargantuan. I like that word. Why don't you join them? Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
20th Century Fox presents...
The world is not the same.
Logan is a superhero movie like no other.
Mutants, they're gone now.
Critics are united. It's one of Hugh Jackman's greatest performances.
I am not what you think I am.
You could have it all.
It's exceptional filmmaking, bloody and bold.
I would find...
The best Wolverine yet.
This is what life looks like. You should take a moment. You still have time.
Logan, in cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound A1 through Skelbrook in West Yorkshire. That's still queuing following an accident involving two vehicles around the A639. All lanes are open, but delays remain back towards the A1M. Northbound side of the M1 in Northamptonshire, a lane closed for a breakdown between 15 for the A45 and 15A for Northampton services. Again, the inside lane closed there. And the southbound side of the M3 in Surrey, that's still slow following a breakdown between 3 at Lightwater and 4 for Camberley. All lanes open again there, but delays remain. I'm Stephen Beach.
Here's your chance to become truly epic. With not one, not two, but a squadron, a swarm, a hurricane, a meteor shower, a galaxy, a universe of epic discounts. Visit Money Supermarket right now and you could save up to £275 on your car insurance. You're so Money Supermarket. 51% of customers saved up to £275 on their car insurance based on Consumer Intelligence data December 2016.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Yes, it is, on a Friday as well. And what do we do on a Friday? That's right, we bring you live music. And we do it by dragging buskers in from the streets, quite literally often, away from their pitches. We don't even give them time to collect their hat of coins. We drag them in here and we shove them in front of the microphone and force them to perform. Elle is here. Hello, Elle.
Hi.
Hi. Now, interestingly, you're not a busker yet.
No, not yet. I got a busking amp for Christmas and I'd intended to start busking, but yes. I haven't actually busked yet.
Yeah, that's that's lazy, isn't it?
It's not lazy. It's been cold and it's been rainy, yeah, as you know, it's been, and so I've kind of wanting to get my get all my stuff sorted and then, you know, then get out there when it's a little bit warmer.
What's a busking amp?
So it's an amp that can be battery powered rather than one you have to plug into the mains, because obviously there's no mains power when you're on busking on the street. So you just, you can use rechargeable batteries.
How long do they last?
That is a good question.
You don't know, because you haven't busked.
Because I haven't actually done it yet. So I should probably ask one of my busking friends.
Yeah. And what makes you, because in terms of, because we've been talking, so you do, sort of, you're a singer-songwriter, is that what you do? But, you know, properly.
Yes.
And but it's an interesting, because we have a lot of buskers in, and we, it's interesting finding out people's stories and how they come to do it. What makes you want to go and do busking?
Because I want, I in 2017 I said I'm going to do music full time. So I basically thought, well, what better way to kind of get the practice in and to get myself out there than performing, you know, on the streets, and you know, people can walk past and see you every day, never know who's walking past. And I've got friends, my friend Charlotte Campbell is a busker, and
she's been in.
Charlotte,
we've had Charlotte in here.
Charlotte Campbell.
It's a small community, isn't it? I like this, though. It's kind of a gives the show a family feel.
A family feel,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but we have a Charlotte in, so now you've got to be better than her.
Oh, gosh.
No, awkward, isn't it?
It's a bit awkward, Charlotte.
Well, look, you're going to play two songs for us.
Yes.
So what are we going to be hearing?
I'm going to play one of my own songs, and it's my new song. It's called Love Blind. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to do an Amy Winehouse cover for you. In fact, I might play that one first. It's from her first album, Frank, because I think that's... was her best album, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's called Stronger Than Me.
Okay, so, well, you say you might play that. The time to decide is now.
It's now. Alrighty, I'm going to play that first.
Fine. Elle is with us. We'll talk to her a little bit more after this. But first track, Amy Winehouse from the album Frank. Take it away.
You should be stronger than me. You've been here 7 years longer than me. Don't you know you're supposed to be the man? Not pale in comparison to who you think I am. And you always want to talk it through. I'm okay. I always have to comfort you every day. But that's what I need you to do. Are you gay? 'Cause I forgot to know all love, young love's joy. Feel like a lady and you a lady boy. You should be stronger than me. But instead you're longer than frozen turkey. Why'd you always put me in control? Hey, yeah. When all I need is for my man to live up to his role. And you always wanna talk it through, but that's not fair. I always have to comfort you when I'm there. But that's what I need you to do. Stroke my hair, oh, oh. 'Cause I forgot to know all of young love's joy. Feel like a lady and you my lady boy. You said the respect I made you earn. I thought you had so many lessons to learn. I said you don't know what love is. Get a grip. 'Cause you sound as if you're reading from some other target script. And I'm not gonna meet your mother anytime. I just wanna grip your body over mine. Please tell me why you think that's a crime. Oh, now. 'Cause I forgot to know all of young love's joy. Feel like a lady and you my lady boy. You should be stronger than me. 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 Ba ba da 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 ba da. Ba ba da. Da 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 da
at all.
Yeah! Woo!
That's what we do on a Friday. That is what we do.
Wow.
Live music in the studio with Elle. Thank you, Elle.
Thank you.
That was very good. Is that a regular one of yours in terms of... Because obviously we were talking about the fact that you haven't bussed, but you do gig. So
yes.
Is that sort of on your set list?
Yeah, that's pretty much every time I do a gig, yeah. I will include that in there because I just love the song.
Well, you nailed the song.
Thank you. There.
You know, I mean, she's dead.
Yes.
But, you know, that makes you her natural successor as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, there we are. You know, I mean, you've said it.
Yeah,
I've
said it now. You know, you can put that on your poster. And I said that. If you want, you can have it.
I love it. Yeah, fine. Great.
So how long have you been singer-songwritering then?
So I didn't actually start writing songs till I was 18. I'm the tender age of 25 now, so you can do the maths. But
yes.
I've been singing since I was, since I could talk, really. I've always loved to sing. But I started writing when I was 18. I actually studied songwriting with Charlotte Campbell. That's how I know her.
Yep.
And I studied songwriting and vocals at a place called the Institute of Contemporary Music Performance. So it was kind of, whilst I was doing that, I did a vocal course first. And then I thought, singing's cool, but, you know, it'd be great to write songs as well. And so that's kind of where
do you think you can? I've always wondered this, because obviously you've got a natural talent for it. So in terms of going along to learn in an institution how to do it,
yeah.
That presumably just hones the skill. Because I'm the most unmusical person you could possibly imagine.
I thought you were about to say... Because I'm a singer-songwriter myself, and I was worried.
I'm about to announce it. but I couldn't learn. You know what I mean? I don't have that skill. So
yes.
It'd be a waste of time me going there. So I wonder, you know, what as someone who has the natural talent, what does it do for you when you go to train to do it particularly?
Yeah, it kind of just gives you... for me, it was more like giving me the opportunity to come to London because I grew up on the Isle of Wight. So I mean, you know, it's not that bad. And actually, you know, because there's nothing to do. I actually ended up, you know, playing the guitar in my spare time and writing lyrics and,
do you
know,
mean
being
nothing
angsty.
To do. There's Black Gang Chime.
Well,
and that zoo.
Robin Hill Park.
Carisbrook Castle.
Yeah.
Needles.
There's only so many times. And also, as a teenager, there's not much of the appeal there. You know, oh, let's go to Robin Hill. No, you know. So, so actually, for me, it was kind of the opportunity. The reason I did the course was because it was allowed me to have 3 years in London. You know, I got a student loan. So, I had 3 years of living in London and being able to kind of... And also, the people that you meet. It's the people that you meet there. So, my friends who are all now, doing music as well.
Yeah.
It's about creating that little community there. So, that's part of it as well. And obviously, they do teach you things. Like, you know, I'd kind of go in with ideas and they teach you how to structure things properly and how to kind of, you know, what's a verse and what's a chorus and melodically where to take things.
Well, you'll notice that I went down that route of questioning to lead us neatly into your own song.
Yes, indeed.
You know, where all your skills are honed. not that it's any kind of test, but...
No, no.
So what's this called?
This song is called Love Blind.
Okay, you said that and I'd forgotten.
That's okay.
And you wrote this... When?
I wrote this, I'm writing all the time, probably about 6 months ago.
Oh, okay.
About 6 months ago, but I recorded it in the summer on the Isle of Wight, and kind of, I'm still kind of working on the production of it, so I haven't released it yet.
Yep.
So it's still a fairly
So we're
going to
get a nice raw version of it.
Yeah, nice
which
raw
is kind of
version.
What we want.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's hear it. This is Love Blind.
Thank you.
Impulsive behavior, short-sighted savior, you deprive me, throwing smoke screens again. Oh, we have tried so hard to put out this fire that we started, now we have parted. Time and time again, our hearts just seem to find some way to stray from our minds. Trouble just gets left behind. We lose ourselves in our world each time. We are love blind.
tried it. Faithless, unguided, you shut me out, all bottled up again. And when I look at our past and all the things that we had, nostalgia takes over. Come here, my lover. Time and time again, our hearts just seem to find some way to stray from our minds. Trouble just gets left behind. We lose ourselves in our world each time. It seems so obvious how to make it right. Just leave the past behind, 'cause we will always find some way to stray from our minds. Trouble just gets left behind, behind. Some way to stray from our minds, our minds. Trouble just gets left behind, behind. We lose ourselves in our world each time. We are love blind.
Wow.
You know, you know what, though? I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that you're really good.
Thank you.
And I say that to everyone who comes in here. But this time I mean it. No, that was excellent.
That'd
I mean,
brilliant.
Really good.
Really good.
So there'll be a lot of people now going, okay, where do we find her? Not in a stalky way.
No.
Just in an online capacity.
In an online
Because you've recorded, that's going to be coming out as a single.
Single. Yes. Right, yeah. So my name is cryptically L dot, or just L. So.
Yes, I was confused. I was going to ask you about this, but we're kind of running out of time.
It's just the letter L. It is just the letter L, but everything online is This Is L Music. So This Is, and then the letter L Music.
Okay.
I've got .com. If you put that into Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
yep.
This Is L Music,
yep.
All one word.
Okay.
That's how you'll find me.
Then we will.
Yes.
Thank you, Elle.
Thank you very much for having
one
me.
One letter, dot, weird. but no, superb stuff. Thank you so much for coming in. There you go. Now, look, here's Yasmin Star Trek to the Wrath of Khan.
Yeah, really long name as opposed to just a letter.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't make you better.
No, it doesn't. It's not big or clever.
No. So she's here and she's got drive time today. And things are on it, Yasmin, I imagine.
Issues, music, chat, all kinds of things are on it.
Yeah.
And I think...
We've just done all that. We did music and
you've
chat.
Just done that. Oh, so shall I go home?
He's up your game.
Or are you my warm-up act?
Maybe that's the case.
Rudd, who we know.
Snowflake Rudd.
Yeah, that one. He is the snowflake generation. He is just him.
Yeah.
All of that. He's just come up with a great campaign strapline for the issue of the day, which is fly tipping ain't fly. There you go. That was his creative work.
Well, it would be
afternoon.
Fine in the 90s, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But that's fine, yeah.
He doesn't remember the 90s.
He's pretty fly for a snowflake guy.
That's
what I said.
That's the title of his next album.
He needs to not work here.
Oh, harsh.
I didn't notice him do much work anyway. But it's fine. So what else, Yasmin?
So fly tipping, which I am very angry about. Would you shop your neighbours? I would.
Well, we spoke to the chief executive of Keep Britain Tidy earlier. And she was talking about this. And why people... And I didn't realise it's quite an industry. It's basically criminal gangs. People just pay them without thinking of the consequences, 20 quid to take their stuff away and then dump it on the side. But of course, the irony is this was on the front of the Daily Mail, who dump their crap on newsagent shelves every day.
I
so
not possibly
you know,
comment.
Technically, well, they fly tip. And also ITV have been doing it this week, haven't they?
Fly tipping.
Just dumping that awful garbage with David Walliams on the screen.
Oh, I was. My toes were curling
I just sit
for
there
him.
Waiting for the council to take David Walliams away.
Oh, pay him 20 quid. They might do it.
You might do
it. So, yeah, fly tipping. We're going to be talking about Riz Ahmed's comments about not being represented on TV and you know how that's alienating people and turning them towards extremism, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Yes. There's a lot to say there.
There's a lot to say about that, but we haven't got time.
No.
I'd like to join in that.
Yes, I think you probably... Do you want to talk at five? There you go.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Matt, we're sorted. John's going to do it. Guest for five. That's all coming up. And live new music review, as ever, because it's a Friday. And yeah, fly tipping ain't fly.
Good. Don't say that ever again. Yasmin, with you next. It's Drive. We will be back on Monday, 1 to 4 in the afternoons. It's Talk Radio. Have a good weekend. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.